New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing, "My oh my, what a wonderful day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. Oh, and for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that bluebird on your shoulder. The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, anyone that consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
You a-hole.
That one may get us sued.
May? It should. It really, really... I may send it to Disney.
I believe it says in the disclaimer, not affiliated with Disney. RKO Pictures, who distributed the movie.
See, you can disclaim that, but if it has Disney stuff in it, I'm pretty sure that
they
can...
The only thing that it's got Disney in it is the music.
Which is... I think we just did a training session like 2 weeks ago that talked about we can't do that.
It's parody.
And
if it's parody, then you're in the clear.
But you have to
that's factual.
Not according to our policy.
We've got a BMI ASCAP license where you can play music. So Disney gets some money out of it. Whoever owns Disney now. Disney owned ABC.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney's still Disney.
No. Okay.
It's not yet Comcast Disney Group or anything. Or iHeart Disney. on today's agenda at the iHeart Media Board of Directors. iHeart Earth. We now own it all.
Do they still have Disney Radio? I know they carried on one of the AM stations here several years back.
I think they may have just recently gotten rid of it.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. I could have given them this spot.
Yeah.
I don't think kids need to hear that.
There's nothing ugly in there.
Really?
It's all innuendo. Except for anus.
And?
Dong?
Yeah.
And kids don't know what a dong is.
Yeah, but you know how parents are. They are always afraid of the questions that their children will ask.
Damn.
Parents, I've learned in the 21st century, do not like questions from their children.
Should have called it the Zippity Dandong. Nah, I'd have to stay with the Dando thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Ask me.
You have to play it again.
Okay, thank you.
New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing, "My oh my, what a wonderful day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. Oh, and for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that bluebird on your shoulder. The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, and when it consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
Splash Mountain.
Did that say anyone that can sue us?
Yes.
That should take care of it.
Yeah, yeah, and Alfie's almost a lawyer. So he would know.
I just tried to cover everything, including Splash Mountain.
You worried about the Splash Mountain coming after us?
I think they use that song, that place, when you're going through Splash Mountain. Hey.
What?
Alfie and Chloe wrote it.
See, no, we did not. We had nothing to do with this one.
You.
Wow.
Liars.
No. Man,
that was one of the fastest buses I've ever seen. I didn't think they came with engines that big.
Oh.
It's like I had them dangling over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
The buses of Damocles. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it.
No, that one just started out as kind of a, all right, I'll try it. Dan, there aren't that many words to the song.
Mm-mm.
It just kind of repeats. So I had to wing it.
Well, you done wung it. Okay. Yes, please play it again.
Yes, yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing, "My oh my, what a wonderful day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. And for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that bluebird on your shoulder. The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, and when it consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
Amazing how many versions there are of Zippity Doo-Dah on
really?
The internet.
Wait, what was that one at the end? There was that a banjo version?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just said like Rednecks Do Disney or something like that.
Okay.
The first one was Steamroller.
Huh?
Mordecai.
Mannheim Steamroller?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, how sad is it that that was not the first thought in my head? The first was Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a Cleveland steamer.
Mm-hmm. This job has warped my brain.
Okay. I'm done.
We're all not done, though. Alfie is pretty excited about this. I haven't heard all of it yet, and I'm excited because he's excited. It's cut 6 in my audio. This is, Alfie, would you say this was posted 3 days ago?
3 days ago, yeah, last Friday.
And what is it?
This is a Cedar Hill Sergeant, I believe, making a parody video of the...
Of the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln spots where he's driving around talking to himself.
It's a deputy in, would you say, Wise County?
No. Sergeant Larry Wise from Cedar Hill PD.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you got to go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce and chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning Rookie of the Year to getting a couple of reflection days off. My lieutenant was like, I could understand if you would have pulled that right out of training. That would have made sense. But you don't get into police work because it makes sense. You do it because you thought it really looked cool on TV. Work as med school was just out of the question. I like being in here.
Just like in the commercials, the sergeant here is in a squad car, full uniform, and he's just rolling around town. What is it with that line? That's when I said, okay, I'll listen to the rest on the air. I like being in here.
I like being in here. Driving around all night long, contemplating the important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I still on duty? Is the officer assigned to this squad looking for it right now? What is this on my fingers and why won't it come off? Is it mystery pocket goo from that last guy I searched?
Hey, officer, you okay?
I'm super good, bud.
You know you're only doing 5 miles an hour down Beltline here, right?
It's pretty good for an explorer. Whose prisoner is this? And why is he in my squad?
How could such an innocuous spot for McConaughey?
Whose prisoner is this? Oh, sorry, that got me.
She like being in here. How did you find this, Alfie?
This was posted to the Cedar Hill Police Department Facebook, and I guess it's just now kind of going viral.
Sorry, I'm thinking Dando spots.
Stop it! Are you trying to find a way to make a Dando spot out of the McConaughey Lincoln car ads?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What kind of car is it McConaughey's driving?
MKZ?
MK2Z?
There's a couple of them.
Dando MKZ. Dando. The Dando town car. Dando. Dando. Oh. No bit.
It was fun to watch you search.
That's the way you put these things together.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about whose prisoner is this.
It's not bad for a Ford. Uh-huh. 5 miles an hour.
Down Beltline. Okay.
Okay. I think I told pretty much everybody on Friday. Told you that Bob Pittman, our CEO
and chairman,
wanted to fly me to New York to have dinner.
Right.
And then it was either his idea or Kibler's idea that going to be up here, you should broadcast, do the show from New York City. And I said, I'm going to need the guys. So we're all going to New York.
Oh, man. I don't know how to feel about this.
Why? I spent half the day today dealing with engineering because I don't even know if they have studios at the iHeart corporate offices. I know that sounds odd, but they're corporate offices.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
It's not like a Sirius XM or whatever they call that now, to where corporate offices are in the same place with the studios. So they're trying to see if they can arrange something that would suit our needs.
And would we take everything with us?
I don't know.
Because your last live broadcast was what, 2000? 2001?
That's, yeah, I think Cancun. But that was mornings. It was mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still getting over the trauma of forgetting that I left my gun in my bag.
Oh, it was that time. Woo.
I mean, we could get away with... I mean, I have to take this machine.
I know. I was thinking about that just now, where we're going to have to walk through an airport holding that big-ass machine to make one tiny little sound.
And I'll just have engineering ship it. Bob Pittman, the CEO and president of iHeart, wants something. They'll ship it to him.
Okay. I believe that whatever he wants, he will get.
Well, as soon as he sent out the mass email of, yeah, I like that, RMS Broadcasting from New York, everybody hit reply all. I'm on it.
Who's everybody?
Engineering, his assistant, probably people that work for other companies.
It's like other CEOs.
So I just turned it over to our engineering department and went, this is going to be Lewis Sutton questions. Mm-hmm. Deal with him. I got back an email from Lewis. On it.
Everyone's in mission mode.
I even told Pittman, if we can pull this off, we got enough time. I will ship the Batmobile to New York City.
What?
And we will cruise Gotham. Tell me that ain't the Jack.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Why?
I feel like we'll get robbed.
I'm sure.
I don't want my first carjacking to happen out of state.
In the Batmobile?
Yeah, and I don't want to be a part of that headline.
I'm sure that him being the president and CEO of iHeart in New York City, he probably knows somebody at NYPD.
Oh, I'm certain.
So we probably could have some type of escort.
Got a text?
Larry North, he's just back in town. I was listening to his show last night. I didn't realize it was a rerun.
Mm.
And he starts off his show talking about his daily regimen. I wake up at 6:30. I start boiling water. I make my steel cut oats.
Mm-hmm.
I start boiling eggs for my wife. Obviously, his wife don't get up till like 10.
It's hilarious. Because
he makes breakfast for everybody, and he's got, like me, a special needs dog. That just has to have a special diet, so he has to fix the food for the dog. He went through all of that, which had absolutely nothing to do with fitness or training or nutrition, except for him and his dogs and his wife.
So you're saying
I called. I was going to go, how long has it been this way, pussy? But it rang and rang and rang.
Oh, okay.
So I realized, okay, he's probably someplace else. I texted him. He was in Los Angeles doing something.
So it wasn't your favorite radio moment ever?
It would have been had I gotten through.
Larry's morning routine.
And he goes through, you have to cook the steel cut. And I don't know the difference between rolled oats and steel cut oats. Obviously, they take oats and cut it with some type of steel.
I'm with you. It sounds cool, but I have no idea what that means.
Steel cut still has like the outer husk on it, kind of, so it's more fiber.
A little grittier.
Exactly.
And the way he described it, you have to do this, this, and this. I finally texted him. I went, cooking steel cut oats is just like cooking grits. Stop making a big deal out of it. He doesn't like to, can't even be the 5-minute rolled oats where you actually have to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that. It's got to be steel cut. Well, he's doing a multitasking. He's going through his entire regimen when he gets up at 6:30. Then he said he gets on the treadmill, walks about 2 miles an hour, and gets things done on his smartphone. He goes, and I'll go 3 miles. He goes, I don't care how long it takes me. I'm going 3 miles.
2 miles an hour sounds kind of pokey. Like that just sounds like a... That doesn't sound like a cardiovascular thing.
Maybe he does
thing.
It on an incline. Maybe he's got it up to like 45 degrees or...
No. I've seen him walking before at the gym. And now that I think about it, yeah, it's not a super fast pace, but it looks faster than two. I wouldn't even brag about that. You know what I do every day? I walk at a two. Woo.
Well, he's still in shape, and God knows how much weight he can pump. So.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just all of that, and finally, I've had enough of this. Somebody needs to straighten him out on this wife thing. Because her breakfast is ready to go when she gets up.
Maybe that's just him being nice. What's wrong with...
That's a once-in-a-while thing. I mean, why can't she get up at 6:30 and start his steel-cut oats?
Because Larry made the mistake of owning that job. It's kind of like how you said a long time ago, Russ. It's like you should never be the guy that gets random flowers for your wife, because then she's going to expect them, and then when they stop, you're in trouble.
Random flowers are okay. Constant flowers is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't start the relationship out doing all this stuff, because then when you finally have to, you get tired of it. Well, what happened to the magic? Why don't you do some tricks? Like getting up at 6:30 and boiling eggs, making steel-cut oats.
She probably tricked him into it. She probably told him one time he did it, and she said, oh, my God, it turns me on so much that you made me breakfast. So he's like, every day, making breakfast. Got to turn around.
Every time I try and boil eggs, they just don't turn out the way that you do them, Lawrence.
I'm now going to start calling him Lawrence. That totally changes the name of the gym.
Yeah.
Lawrence North Gym. Nah,
I don't even know if it is Lawrence.
I know, to me it is now. For some reason, when you say that name, at least in my head, it sounds condescending. Hey, Lawrence.
I don't know, people. It's like my mom calls me Russell.
Right.
That's not condescending.
No, Russell Fulton is not. It's just there. It's a name. But for whatever reason, Lawrence, it just kind of sounds like bad.
Tomorrow, when you serve me bread in bed, could you dress like an Arabian? I just like the look on you.
Be curious to see what else she can make him do.
The way he described it, it sounds like he does everything. Now, that was just the morning schedule. You know, maybe she gets up and does something. He said, I just naturally wake up at 6:30. I think naturally look into taking some drugs. Shake that. He said he doesn't immediately get up. He said, you know, he was younger, he'd immediately just get up, go to the gym, and get that done.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, I kind of gradually like to work into it now, and because I've got so many things going on, TV show and infomercials and gyms to run, you know, I've got things I have to get done, so I get it done on the treadmill after I fed my wife.
Lawrence.
Oh, and just imagine when she's sick.
Oh, man.
Lawrence!
he just clops right in.
Lawrence! What is it, baby? Are my eggs done? Almost, sweetie. I'll go check on them right now. Love you.
He's going to take away my gym membership.
Anyway, they want us to broadcast from New York the end of this month.
Okay.
So I was going to talk to him. I went, if there is any dope black market anything where I can knock off 10 pounds in a course of 3 weeks, I want it now because I'm not taking pictures in New York and looking like a pig.
You're not going to look like a pig in New York.
Well, I can't take Mark Davis and Hal J with me for all the pictures.
For you to stand between?
Yeah. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.337, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway, right at Cobb Park Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back to Mitchell Boulevard. And at Richardson, northbound 75, just after Arapahoe. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, some more rain and a low of 41. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, which should clear up by the afternoon, but it'll remain cloudy as we hit a high of 67. Right now, 41 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
Audio that Cedar Hill cut.
Oh, good. You're still laughing about it, too.
Sure like being in here.
Between that and the whose prisoner is this, me in the bathroom just now was interesting.
Why?
Because I kept giggling.
Oh.
The guy next to me is just kind of like, what's wrong with you? Looking at me.
Is it that small?
Yeah, I'm looking down and laughing. Like,
so they're looking at us going to, I don't know if they're going to fly us up the weekend before the 23rd.
Oh, is that the date?
That's the date they're looking at.
That's
the broadcast from New York.
That's a Monday, right?
Yes. That would give us a couple of days if they flew us up. Couple of days before, that we could run through the system to see what we need, what we don't have.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like doing broadcasts. I like my stuff.
I know you do. There's a reason why I've been with you for 13 years, and you have never done a show outside the studio.
We did it once at one of the live 105 events, whatever they called it. I think it was a one-year anniversary. I forget, Bob McNeil was still program director. We broadcast from some indoor go-kart facility, I think. Anyway, we broadcast from there, and then Everett's band played. They flew in, not Stuttering John, who's a smart guy on Stern Show, plays the sound effects.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah. Blue and Fred. It was very, very cordial.
Nice.
Because I don't care how nice you are, if you're on a big enough show and you're about around a bunch of radio people, at a certain point, you're going to go, enough with the questions.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I remember when a few years later, it was Gary Delabate, Stern's producer, was flown in for one of those station anniversary parties. And I felt the same way, thinking that, like, I just got to suck when you're a part of probably the biggest radio show, and then you go to a station and everyone's just sucked onto you like a bunch of like face huggers.
I think Gary even mentioned us when he got back to New York.
I think so.
So the 23rd may be too soon. Unless I just go on some type of liquid diet, liquid protein. No jokes. I ain't got time for it. Just those protein shakes. Could I do it?
I don't know if it would. I don't know if it'll work. I don't think that's healthy.
Well, just for a month.
Just for a month. You don't do anything just for a month. It becomes your new lifestyle.
Well, right now I'm just doing the soup thing, which is not a diet.
No, it's just your new lifestyle.
What about like a low-calorie meal replacement?
Well, that's in essence what he's talking about by doing just, you know, protein drinks.
Well, I'm already doing low-calorie. All I'm eating is, I found that the Progresso chicken enchilada soup.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got about 9 grams of protein or something like that. Only 2 or 3 grams of saturated fat.
And like 11 grams of fat total.
Yeah, but saturated, it's all you worry about. You said I need good fat.
Yeah, good fat. Do you know what other fats are in there? When I say good fats, I mean the stuff like avocados, fish, that kind of fat.
I don't know. And then I throw in some shrimp to beef up the protein.
Mm-hmm.
And the carbs are around 9 carbs per can.
Per can or per serving? Because remember, we looked at the can and you had to double everything.
Ah, yeah, that's right. So about 18 carbs.
Okay.
So it's relatively low carbs.
Have you lost any weight doing the soup diet?
I think I look a little thin on their face, but not a lot.
Okay.
Do I?
when you suck in your cheeks like that, you certainly do.
But I don't want anybody to think that there's a diet out there. I just, when my allergies were really bad and I didn't feel like doing anything, it's easy just to open up a can, throw it in the microwave, and be done.
Yeah. No, you could certainly lose 10 pounds in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Yeah. Yeah, 3 weeks. You could lose 10 pounds, and you could do it without having to do it just with, you know, a liquid diet. You know what you're supposed to eat. Eat that, and then go to the gym twice a day.
Twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 days.
Go. You can do, like, cardio in the morning, weights in the evening.
Yeah, that makes more sense because in the weights, I could do the machines. That way I don't have to worry about being drunk and dropping them on myself.
Also?
Not for 3 weeks.
I'm just saying. You're asking, how can I lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks? You could probably change nothing about your life other than cutting out alcohol, and you might lose the 10 pounds in that time. But if you notice, I did not say that first.
But I'm making a better bad choice with the vodka for now.
How was that a better bad choice than whiskey, other than the fact one's clear and one's brown?
Well, I think the vodka's distilled. Tell him, Alvy.
Vodka's the best of the bad choices, but there's still calories in it.
I know there's calories in it. It's like drinking water.
I think when people say it's the best of the bad choices is because whiskey and other brown liquors are more mixed with soda, and vodka's just mixed with soda water or like just water. So that's why people say drink vodka.
Talking about when you mix it?
Yeah.
I never mix my alcohols. That's stupid. Slows down the whole reason of drinking. Give me a Jack or a Jim and Diet Coke in it to slow down my sobriety. Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting alcohol speed bumps in my drinks.
You used to.
I was a kid.
It was like 5 years ago.
Whatever.
You're 48.
So I don't know. Because you know, if we go to New York, we're going to get our pictures taken everywhere of ourselves, like in front of the One World Trade. Is that what they call it now? The
mm-hmm.
One World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I have to go see the memorial.
Yeah.
To that, I'll have to go by myself.
That's fine.
I don't want the CEO watching me cry like a baby, just lost his puppy.
He might be into that.
I don't know. If you live there, You ever go to the Kennedy Memorial and tear up?
No.
Most of that's always laughing, watching people in the street almost getting hit.
All right, that's fun. Look at the idiot tourist standing on the X.
I think they got rid of the X to keep people from doing that.
I thought I heard that as well, but I haven't driven past it in a long time, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if Pittman is going to want to go on a sightseeing tour with us. I'm sure he's done all that already.
Yeah, but you're right. We'll just take turns going into the memorial.
Well, I'm sure you guys can go together. I just know if I stand there, I'm going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get a couple of cops from NYPD. Escort us around the Batmobile. Dude, that's going to be the sh**. I don't know what it's going to cost to ship the car to New York and back, but it's going to be thousands and thousands.
I would imagine. You know what?
I wonder if Jordan's towing.
Easy there, King of Plugola.
Well, they may do long haul.
I'm sure they do.
They've always supported the foundation.
Yes, they have.
They're damn good people.
They're extremely good people. They'll dangle off an overpass for you.
That's a hero towing, man.
But what you could do is...
What if I just beefed up the cardio for a few weeks?
Well, how much have you done in this past month?
None.
Then I think it'd be a good idea.
Because if I'd have lost a few pounds just doing the soup thing, again, which is not a diet, don't get on it. I'm doing it out of convenience. Because you hear about the special, like Patrick Davis is on some type of tomato soup diet.
Worked for him, man. Do that. Ask Patrick what he did to lose weight and then throw
it
in the gym.
I'm sure he's doing a bunch of cardio. Because of my allergies, I felt like ass. And then Dr. Feldman prescribed me some Allegra D, which you could buy over the counter, but you can only buy 10 or 15 at a time.
Oh, that's no fun. How much meth can you make with that?
So he gave me a script for 90.
Ooh, no. That's an operation.
Damn. Jeez. I'm going to Lowe's tonight.
I'm going to get me some beakers. But yeah, you can do it. You can lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks.
Maybe we push it off. See, I don't want to push it off too far because then I'll get lazy.
Yeah, that's why it's very good to have a goal date. You have an event to plan for.
Alfie, what's line four?
He's calling about the X at the Kennedy Memorial.
Oh, okay. Yes, James.
James from downtown Dallas. So I was driving downtown. I'm a driver for a hotel, and even today there are people standing on the X's taking pictures. And I almost plowed right into somebody.
So it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. Actually, there's two of them. For I guess the two shots.
Okay. I thought the city had gotten rid of them only because the liability of people standing in the road.
Well, unfortunately, I can't imagine them trying to sue the city for it when you're the idiot that stood in the middle of a street.
Well, it depends on who put the X's there.
I don't think that just because the X's are there, that means you should go stand on them.
I really thought it was gone. I don't care. Maybe if we pushed it off 6 weeks. I could lose 10 in 6.
Easily. You can lose 20 in 6. What?
Well, how am I going to go to sleep at night if I can't drink?
The same way that non-alcoholics do it. You just put your head down or take a pill.
Lorazepam and NyQuil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if it knocks out Chloe.
Yeah.
What is it? The... antihistamines and the NyQuil?
Yeah, and whatever else that helps knock you out in the NyQuil.
I don't know. I can't take Benadryl at night anymore. Too many weird dreams.
Woo!
Alfie even looked up online, and he found that whatever is in Benadryl does affect part of your brain.
Okay.
All right?
It affects the one of the receptors that causes REM sleep, or that's shut down during REM sleep. It shuts that down because of the allergies, and so you experience more vivid, deep dreams.
And they were vivid. But I can't remember if I slept all the way through the night. I know I woke up when I thought I was giving that chick an orgasm.
That's right, because you made yourself do that. Because how dare her enjoy herself?
In a dream.
And that's how I knew I was dreaming. No, you're not. Not on my watch.
Go to the gym twice a day, change nothing else. You'll lose 10 pounds.
Dan's right.
How many times do you go?
Zero, right
now. Well, then, off.
I'll go with you.
You go twice a day with me?
Yeah.
You want to go over to this telecenter?
That's cool with me.
Because I think our corporate discount, I think they've gone down. I think it's affordable.
Really?
It used to be pretty pricey because that's a nice facility.
It is. I mean, that's a pricey facility. One time I went in and I asked and I said, that's okay, you can keep the free week. There's no sense in me just trying to trick you.
So it's like maybe with our corporate discount, $65?
That falls in line with the high-end clubs, yeah. Though I got one thing in the mail the other day, some membership, $10 a month. It's like, what? At some other club.
Of course, all we have is a treadmill that doesn't work. And a stationary bike with no pedals.
I think there's one gym chain. I think it's like $5 a month. And it's supposed to be very anti-meathead. It's supposed to be perfect for novices and people who don't have a whole lot of confidence in working out. So much so that I've even seen signs before that they'll have pizza parties.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've never seen that at Larry's place or Kevin's place out in South Lake.
What, pizza party?
Meatheads. To where they're just going. And then you hear about 500 pounds drop.
They exist.
All right, then tomorrow I'm starting.
Starting what?
Something. What are the chances of me or us going together to New York again? I don't want to look, and I'm not taking Tal J and Mark Davis to stand next to me.
No, you're right. It's a huge opportunity to be able to go to New York, and I'm assuming we don't have to pay for it.
No. That's why when they said, hey, do the show from New York, I went, then I'm going to need my guys.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Well, again, I've always said, unless I'm mad, it's our show.
That may be the single greatest quote to come out of this program. Unless I'm mad. And that's when he stands up red faced and points at the marquee. You see? My name.
Whose name is on that? Whose name? Well, it wouldn't be show without us. Yes, it would. Ratings come in. Do I say my ratings?
No, you do not. Unless you're mad.
Or if they're bad, and then they call them your ratings.
Exactly.
Alfie, did he get any calls about the video stream during the last break?
No, I did not. Though I did see what you did.
Hmm. Okay. Over the weekend, I just, because sometimes I'll run video commercials during the video stream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just put together it's about a minute and a half montage of all the officers that the foundation supported with a thank you at the end.
Very nice.
while Amazing Grace plays underneath it.
My God, oh. You're a monumental Oof. That.
You can call me a dick.
Vine, you're a dick. Making people cry watching the video stream.
Who had to produce it?
I can imagine it probably took you hours to do it because you couldn't do it quickly because you're staring through tears.
I was okay with, I put the video portion together first.
Wise.
And then I put the Amazing Grace underneath it. And that's when I was out. Just hoping nobody walked by my studio. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh. Did you masturbate wrong?
Did you pull too hard?
Did you accidentally masturbate to gay?
I'll take this. Yes, Jason.
Hey, boss man. Does Kenzie get to go to the New York trip with you guys?
You know, I didn't think about that. We should take Kenzie. I mean, I would not ask. Thanks, Jason. It's not a bad idea. I would not ask for anything else because when Mr. Pittman asked me when I said, I'm going to need my guys,
mm-hmm.
he said, how many? And I guess he was thinking, well, you know, a show with ratings like this, no brag, like 15 or 20 or something like that. I went, me plus three.
Yeah.
And he just sent back, done.
Damn, we should have said 10. That way we could have like a whole aisle of plane seats. Like, Dan, this is your aisle.
And I even told Kibler, if they were planning on flying me first class, I said, then just move it to coach, and that would cover the other guys on the show.
No.
No what?
No.
Why?
Now I know why you want us to go.
Not everything I do... Okay, it is. But isn't it worth it sometimes for me to do something nice just to hang it over your head?
Oh, God. Even when you say it out loud.
Can't we just pay?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we pay Bob not to go?
Cool. We would walk.
Hitchhike.
Yeah. Maybe we get a nice trucker to take us.
When you ship your equipment, can you just have engineering ship us?
Yeah, write fragile on it and put on there, I really mean fragile, and all of us just get in the box.
Yeah, don't forget the air holes.
You see video of UPS or FedEx just throwing us over a fence.
Into the East River.
Yes, Houston.
Hey, I was just calling about the video stream, which you put up during the commercial break. I was telling Alfie that I had a tear in my eye watching that, and I'm a security guard at a neighborhood, so, you know, I got to let people in and stuff, and they saw me. They're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. But, yeah, that was really cool, and I just appreciate everything you do for all of the firefighters and police officers in the area.
It ain't mine. It's your foundation, Slick. That's why it's called the Listener's Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And also, I'll play it again during this next break. It is Joanne Jackson's birthday. She's the widow of Brian Howard Jackson, Dallas officer that was ambushed in an alley.
Oh, really?
It's the picture of her in her wedding dress.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
next time you only cry one tear, Houston.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. I heard you say, well, nobody called in about it. I was like, oh, he's talking about the commercial break. Yeah, so that was really cool. I really enjoyed it instead of seeing the freaking commercial about Pringles that I always see.
I never run spots for Pringles.
No, Ustream does.
Well, yeah. Ustream,
oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, the one about the guys, like, don't be double dipping and there's a dip in the bowl. You know, that one, yeah.
That's a Seinfeld episode.
I don't know. They should be sued for that. Hopefully Disney doesn't sue you guys either for that Dando spot you ran.
How often?
Forget about that.
How often does Ustream run those spots?
Too often. I get so mad because I'm watching the video stream, and then I got to turn off, you know, turn the volume down on that and turn the radio back on so I can hear that instead of watching the ad because I don't want to miss anything.
Well, when it picks back up, does it pick back up where we left off, or does it pick up?
No.
Pick back?
Yeah.
Live.
You'll miss, like, whatever you guys said, and you know how there's so many one-liners and stuff y'all say, so I always got to just turn that off and turn the radio on and turn that back on, but I'm definitely not paying for the ad-free version because that's dumb, so...
Well, I think we pay for the ad-free. If we wanted to, we would pay for the ad-free version. I just don't know what it costs.
Oh, yeah. It's probably too much, so I see.
Okay. All right. Thank you, boss.
No problem. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right. There's a police chase. I'm trying to figure out where it is. It's Los Angeles.
Oh, that's daily out there. Although at least this is in a box truck.
It's in a budget rental truck. Let's see.
Miles and miles of the Los Angeles area. This is when that truck finally came to a stop after they deployed stop sticks. And right now that truck is still stopped there.
So we're going to keep an eye on this and let you know what happens.
Okay, thank you. That's nice of you.
Oh, and up next, red carpet dresses.
This is so exciting to see what's in the box truck. I wonder how many climb out of the back.
My God.
Because anytime it's anywhere near the border and the vehicle empties out, it looks like a bunch of clowns. How many more could they get in there?
That's amazing. One even climbed out from under the tire.
But at least they were nice to him this time because they rented a budget. Truck. Okay. Break here?
Yes.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
My man. 411, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Listen, Alpi Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Performance Health System. Only one incident out there right now, and it's in Dallas westbound, 635 right at Forest. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Skillman Street. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking damn good right now. But if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alpi Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, light rain, 41. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon as we hit a high of 67. Right now, 41 degrees and 97.1 to Eagle.
New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing, "My, oh my, what a wonderful day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD, Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. And for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that bluebird on your shoulder. The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, anyone that consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain. Another fine product of PLDE.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
An email, obviously from a listener, that actually got
the exact reason why we don't plug what we're going to do the next day or what's coming up next.
Okay.
Which took a long time for station management here to understand that.
Yes.
I'm leaving out a bunch of stuff. It's just things about me and the show. In my opinion, not having a format is awesome because if y'all did promos for upcoming topics or what's on the next day's show, if there were subjects I didn't care about, I probably wouldn't tune in. Since you don't do that, it's an absolute crapshoot of what's going to come out of your mouth. It keeps me anxious to see what I'm going to hear next. It's from Carlos.
Wow. I think that may be one of the few times someone got it.
Absolute crapshoot.
Because if I said something like, yeah, I'm going to play some more Merle, or like, I'm sick of Merle. Or if Luke Bryan, enough of the Luke Bryan, the Buck Owens. Can't you do something different like play Pretty Reckless? It's been a staple for the last few years. People like to get in their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Chloe loves programming jokes
because he sees it every day. I went, remind me. I'm kind of into it now. In the beginning, when we started dropping, maybe a song here and a song there, I said, just say out loud what you're dropping. So I remember, all right, we're coming directly out of this break,
right?
So almost every day around 35 past, dropping Pretty Reckless. I went like it's hot. I'd pay. It's like Jason or whoever the.
The house guard.
Yeah,
Houston.
That brought up the idea of taking Kenzie with us. She what's line one, Alfie?
She's calling about the thing you ran on the live stream.
Yes, Jeannie. No. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, if you can watch that clip of the fallen firefighters and policemen and women and not cry, then you have no heart and no soul. And that's what makes this show so popular, because the RMS has a heart as big as Texas, and everyone is welcome in the treehouse. And that's why you guys are popular.
But there are a lot of people, and it probably hurts us in the ratings. We might be number one across the board. We're number one across the board with men. But it might hurt us in the ratings because there are a lot of people that don't like cops.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, we're not going to see the benefit in the ratings. And it's like, I don't give a flying
No, and you shouldn't. If they don't like you, they don't like you. That's their opinion. But those of us who do like you, love you.
Very kind of you. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm going to turn 56 next month.
Stop making that face.
Shouldn't know I'm making a face. Shut up. You sound very young. Possibly. When's your birthday next month?
April 21st. Share the same birthday as the Queen of England.
Well, how very special for you.
That makes the two of you practically the same.
We'll send you a carton of whatever your favorite is. Thank you.
I have the same birthday as the Queen of England.
Well, at least you know that it's not Slim's.
You don't think it's Virginia Slim's?
I don't think so. I think when you reach a certain level of sexy, raspy voice, it's Wides.
Talking about the Queen of England?
The chick on the phone.
Oh. What do you think the Queen of England smokes? Like Swisher Sweets? those little, I was going to say guitars. Those little cigars with the little spigot things on the end, whatever they're called?
Yeah, she might. Yeah, like the little cigarette holder. I assume that she smokes Monarchs.
You wouldn't think she smoked Parliament.
Also, Parliament would be a good choice. Yeah, I don't see her slumming it with the Winstons.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Winstons. Damn. They taste good. Like a cigarette should.
That's right.
All right, I have to go. My generic cigarette's almost out.
All right, well, thank you for the time.
Anytime. I buy the brand that just says smokes.
That's pretty generic.
It's just got, it's a plain white wrapper. It says smokes, and the other side just says cancer. I'm hoping the cancer side doesn't work.
Bad news.
Well, how bad could it be for me? I'm only 23.
Okay. Kenzie.
Yes, Kenzie. Oh, God, it sounds like a bad movie. Kenzie goes to New York. We're going to lose her.
We're not going to lose her. She'll never make it. She'll come up. I would pay for it. I don't know what a trip to New York is. It would be, Coach. Plus, she's so small. She's sitting in a coach seat. It's going to be like first class for her.
That's true. Yeah, you can put her in a middle seat, and she'll branch out.
But you can't. I know it's ugly. You just can't always depend on her. You know, her mom will call.
Well, Kenzie's not feeling well today. She fell in the bed.
So what? You're right, though. If it was possible to be injured falling onto a bed, it would be Kenzie to do it.
And you don't get refunds on airline tickets, right?
Very rarely. I think there's a time frame in which you got to get it. And considering if we actually go on the 23rd, or I guess be the 21st or whatever, I think this close in, I don't think you'd get a refund buying them now.
That's the only reason I'd be worried about going ahead and buying the ticket.
So, like, I almost was going to make it, but, like, for the third time, for no reason, I'm pretty sure the three tires on my car exploded.
They just blew up?
For no reason.
It's the same three?
I don't know. I've had them replaced so many times, I don't know which three keep blowing out. And this damn olive I keep waking up with in my eye. Plus, I didn't make it to the airport because, you know, those small linen-y things that you use to keep your shoes from falling off?
Yeah.
I forgot I had a time.
Oh, Kenzie.
Plus, I'm not even sure they're my shoes. And then my parrot fell off his perch and got a sunflower stuck in his pee hole. So I had to, like, take care of him.
Okay.
Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, so tragic. Clearly, you cannot go to New York. That preying heavy on your mind.
Well, I was getting all packed, and then all of a sudden, my favorite T-shirt got turned inside out.
And that confused you or scared you?
It's my favorite T-shirt. I want to wear it. And it got turned inside out somehow.
How does that happen?
I wish I knew. I think it's like the black magic. The black furries that come in the house and just turn my clothes inside out and explode my ties. Plus, I don't feel well.
Oh, well, if you don't feel well, then.
I have a Pac-Man fever and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, my God. A little why, but just then Alfie sounded like a baby laughing.
And I was just getting ready to leave, and then I got stuck and trapped in the hot water heater closet.
Why were you even going in there?
Because the door was open. I've sued my mother because of the attractive nuisance.
Oh, yeah. That's probably... Yeah, she should have known better than leave anything open around you.
Plus, I don't know if my passport is it may be expired.
Kenzie, New York is... You don't need the passport to go to New York. It's in America.
But I have classes coming up. I have the big rock, paper, scissors project coming up.
We're only going for a couple of days. At most, you would miss one day of class.
Well, who's going to take care of my fish? Because after I feed him, I have to hold him out of the water for 20 minutes. So he don't... so he doesn't get cramped.
I'm sorry, but those are actually starting to hit a little too close to home. Because I think if you told Kinsey that she had to do it, she would do it. Does it scare anybody else that she drives?
I've never ridden with her.
I never will.
She seems to have either a wreck or a, what the airports call it, an incursion.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a near miss.
Right.
She seems to have those at least once a month. So I'd rather go to state jail than ride in a car with her.
I came to the conclusion last week that she's basically just a walking Murphy's Law.
Plus, I'm a little swollen.
Really? From what?
I hiked up my leg to piss on a rose bush, and I got a thorn in one of my lips.
How many times do we have to tell you, Kenzie?
They all have thorns. What do you want me to pee on? Like, petunias? That's nasty. Plus, some of those flowers are getting biz.
I'm sorry?
Biz?
Bees, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel the need to repeat it for the umpteenth time. Stop peeing on flowers.
Plus, New York City. Isn't that the city with that big Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Kenzie, I don't know how to break this to you, but that's just a movie.
So?
That movie is Ghostbusters.
I saw it.
And it's not real. It's not a documentary.
I saw him stunt on a church. And squash some cars. That's real. And then this chick with a bad haircut got zapped. And I saw this woman turn into a dog.
A what?
A dog.
Oh, a dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen.
New York looks scary.
Ghostbusters is not real, Kinsey.
It says they're ready to believe me. Plus, I don't want to check into a hotel room and float.
I mean, you don't want to run through the park being chased by a big, scary dog?
What's a dog?
Dog.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want one of them big dogs chasing me. Plus, they just put up a bunch of do not pass signs in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So I have to stop at all of them.
Again, that one a little too close.
So, I don't know if it would be wise to pay in advance.
I can understand that hesitation.
I'm not really worried about my allergies because I start my barrage of allergy shots this Saturday.
Good. If anything, going to New York might actually help your allergies.
Ew, anytime you change places, it's not good.
Oh. I just assume that since allergies seem to be worse here than anywhere else in the country, that if you go anywhere else, it'll be some sort of a respite.
I think it's just a crapshoot.
Because anytime I travel to L.A. for whatever reason, my allergies just ran amok. Mm. I mean, full-blown snot, sneeze, just would not stop. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what they test you for here in Texas. I don't know if they test you for stuff countrywide. I just know I'm mostly allergic to mountain cedar and cats, which made me happy.
Were you really allergic to cats?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Chloe was too.
Yeah, I think mine was one less degree than yours.
Mine wasn't full blown because I've been around cats before, but right. I do have an allergic reaction. There was a cat roaming around in my yard one day, and he had tags on, but yeah, the neighbors are. It's just like, all right. I'll feed him. I sat outside with him for a while. He looked kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next couple of days, my sinuses were rabid.
So was the cat somehow, did the cat somehow get out, or was it an outdoor cat?
I'm assuming it was an outdoor cat because I didn't see a car parked anywhere close. Or a car driven into the trench. My name is Tunces.
That's it. I'm afraid that the way Kinsey drives is like Tunces.
Every day she goes off a cliff.
Sorry, I couldn't make it into work. I drove off a cliff.
What is line one, Alfie?
He's calling about the show and perception of cops.
Yes, Sean.
How you doing, boss?
Good.
I got out of federal prison. I did about 10 years, so whenever I got out, I was kind of angry at the police. But, you know, listening to your show and how compassionate you are towards the officers and your opinions and views on what they do for us, really changed my opinion of the system. So I appreciate it.
Well, it's not that a radio show would do that. Well, what were you in the pen for?
Crystals and pistols.
Yeah.
Sounds like a new pizza place.
Yeah, I know it, doesn't it? I'm much better now.
How long did it take you before you changed your perspective on police?
A little while. I would say I was already trying to get better. So, you know, and most of that happened when I was in there. It took about 3 years for that to happen, though.
Well, if you look at the number of police officers per capita and how many officers there are per person in this country, mm-hmm. and if they were all crooked, the news stories wouldn't be news.
Yeah.
You're right.
So most of them get up each day hoping that they don't have to shoot somebody.
I agree. No, they're doing a tough job. And it's people like the person I used to be that make their job tough. So, you know, in a long time I was mad at them for it, but they really saved my life. So I owe them all a thank you. So I'd like to appreciate them saving my life.
You ever get slick-legged in prison?
Oh, God.
I wish I didn't have to do 10 years. For them to save my life, but, you know, they did, so.
Did you have to fight people out of your butt?
No. Did plenty of fighting, but it wasn't for my butt.
Oh, you're fighting to get someone else's.
Were you trying to get in somebody else's butt?
No, sir. No, sir.
The federal prison's supposed to be nicer than the state prison.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at.
Where'd you stay?
I was in Beaumont for a while, and it was the most violent federal prison in the system. I did 2 years there. I was glad to get out of that place. And then I went to El Reno, Oklahoma, which is pretty Cadillac. Had a big weight pile and a bunch of class. I got a college education.
While you were in prison?
Yes, sir.
What's your degree in?
Business.
Isn't that what got you in jail?
You were already in business.
I know. I was a good businessman, trust me.
Crystals and pistols.
Yeah.
I only do crimes that rhyme. All right, thanks, boss. All right, we'll be back
to the Russ Martin Show. never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
442. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley Davidson. Really not a damn thing going on out there right now. A couple side street incidents for you in Fort Worth. Berry Street right at New York Avenue. Got an accident there. Traffic's kind of slow in the area. Same thing in Fort Worth University, just north of Camp Bowie, right at West 7th Street. Right at West 5th Street, there's an accident. Traffic's kind of slow running through there. But other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is damn good right now. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico.
What else are you going to do on a Harley?
All right, good. You noticed that, too.
The only reason I remember Longhorn Harley is KRLD was doing a broadcast for an animal shelter. Might have been Operation Kindness. I can't remember. And they didn't raise that much money, so I think it was Longhorn Harley just chunked in another 20 grand.
Longhorn Harley's good about that sort of thing. Always doing some type of charity event at that store.
Ride a Harley. Or buy a Harley. Then let's ride.
That's not what I'm going to do with my Harley. I'm going to buy the Harley, and I'm going to sit back and look at it. And never ride it. You know, it looks so good parked in the garage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. light rain in 41 tonight. Tomorrow, rain in the morning. That will eventually stop and just be cloudy by the afternoon. High of 67. Right now, 41 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Latest member of the RMS band is Terry White, steel guitar. It's going to be the... We always places up when we do the White Trash Party, but I believe this one we're going to up even more.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we can find out where to have it. So if you're interested in having your place checked up...
When I say it up, I don't mean... You know, I mean burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
The club can't handle us.
You know they always have it like bad clubs where the band is protected by the chain link? Mm-mm. Places we play, it's the crowd that needs the chain link. Because we go kill you.
It's just too bad that Cowboys Arlington lost their lease with GM.
Yeah.
So the club had to go back. Because I've said this before, that's just the epicenter of Dallas-Fort Worth, and I tried to explain that to the station over and over. We're not going to have as big of a draw, even though it's a really cool place to play. And say you played at the House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people aren't going to want to drive from Fort Worth. You put it in Arlington, everybody just, it's a...
We all meet in the middle.
Yeah. Grand Prairie, what is it now? Verizon?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge venue. Mm-hmm. I think Cowboys Red River, which is sort of Irving Dallas, might not be a bad draw, but then again, we're talking about August.
That is true. And, who knows? Maybe something will happen and then some other place pops up.
Our two big draws were Cowboys Arlington and Jay Gilligan's, which would do a block party.
Yeah. That was always fun. Yeah. As much as it sucked that one time in the rain, that was a lot of fun. That was my first White Trash Party.
Yeah, and they started putting up tents inside of tents inside of tents to protect Loverboy. In fact, that was before we had the band.
The RMS band.
Yeah, the RMS band did not exist. At that time, all we had was Russ Martin in a pimp suit air guitaring on stage.
You.
Really? What? Did it happen? Did it happen?
I assume it happened only from the pictures and the audio.
Uh-huh. That was a party.
So if we actually broadcast out of New York the end of the month or whatever, do we video stream?
I would think so. I don't know how.
Well, it's something else that we got to box up. I mean, all it really needs is an Ethernet connection. It automatically connects to the Internet.
The TriCaster thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure how, because it's, you know, it's not going to fit in an overhead bin. I don't think.
I'm not doing anything carry on. I mean, yeah. I'm shipping it.
Okay.
Or I'm wearing the same thing the entire time we're there.
You don't want to pay the bag fee?
I just don't like packing. I just want to, if I can get away with it, I'll wear one set of clothes the entire time.
I'm sure Mr. Pittman would really enjoy that.
I think Mr. Pittman's digging my already.
This is true. But I could still see him saying something along the lines of, really? We don't pay you enough to buy a new shirt?
No, sir.
And that's when he throws you off the Empire State Building. Come here with me, Mr. Martin. You're going up the roof.
The roof.
Yeah, the roof.
Couldn't you throw me off the new World Trade Center? So I'm a police fire supporter.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you into Jersey. You're going to want at least two outfits when you go to New York. One, your normal attire, and something to go out in.
Where are we going to go?
What do you mean, where are we going to go? It's New York. Where do you want to go? There's tons of things that you could do at night.
Maybe we should pop it. I don't know. When does it start to warm up in New York?
July? I don't know. I really don't know. I've never been.
Yeah, I think at least May before it starts to do anything warm-wise.
Well, if we have the Batmobile shipped up there, it's going to have to be relatively comfortable.
Yeah.
Because that car has no heater.
And no top.
No top. The only heater it's got comes out the rear end.
And I'm not putting my hands in front of that. I'm sorry. You have messed with that flame too many times.
Yeah. No, somebody call Sal at Townie's Collision in Mesquite. Ask him if he's ever seen the flame on the Batmobile.
Did you tell him to get back there and warm his face up?
No, he goes, I want to see the flame. But you're too close. He goes, I got this. I went, Sal, seriously, you're too close. Okay. Fired it up. Guess who lost all their eyebrows and look back to about right here on their forehead, their hair. About 2 inches back.
Woo!
He was telling people, yeah, it was like an arc welding accident. He was. Sitting there patting his face. I went, what did I tell you? It shoots flames. Oh, I've seen fire. Okay.
Not like this.
All right. You ready to start news? You got audio?
I do have some audio. You're a big fan of Larry David, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Cut 7 should be on there. Cut 7. I'm not sure what he's promoting. He's been on a couple interview shows. Here he is. He sat down with Katie Couric for her Yahoo, I don't know, online deal. And they were talking about technology and camera phones and all the way up to social media.
When it comes to technology, I know you FaceTime with the girls, with your daughters, they Cassie and Romy.
They showed me up to FaceTime. All I got to do is look up their number and press FaceTime, so I can do that. There's nothing else I can do. I don't even know how to take a picture on this. I've never taken a picture.
Really?
I do not know how to take a picture. I've never taken one. I have no interest in it. All this interest in pictures. It makes me sick. Why does everybody have to have pictures of everything? What for? What do they do? I don't look at pictures. Why do I need to look at a picture?
They post them and they share them with
and
their
they
friends.
They share them. It's not enough that you want to look at it. You think other people want to see this nonsense? I don't get it. I don't get pictures.
What do you think of selfies?
First of all, you look at that. You look at your face in one of your. Is anything uglier? Does anything uglier exist on this planet than that face in that phone? Holy cow, that is brutal.
What do you think of the social media in general, like Twitter and Facebook? Are you on any of that
nothing,
stuff?
Nothing. No, nothing. There's too much connection. We need more disconnection.
Too many Gentiles. That's what I like about Curb Your Enthusiasm when it was on is every day he was just a pissed off Jew about something.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, in that clip, it never stood out to me more than on that clip how good of an impersonation Seinfeld does of Larry David.
I've never heard him do it.
Well, I mean, like that's what Seinfeld in essence was. Because hearing Larry David here, he sounds like Seinfeld.
Actually, George Costanza was supposed to be Larry David.
Well, they sound so similar.
The whole George Costanza character was based off real life occurrences that Larry David had. God. Like picking up a hooker to get in the HOV lane. Have you ever watched Curb?
No, I've seen a few episodes. To me, it's like
when his agent or his producer's wife goes off on Larry.
Oh,
those are the moments.
Man,
I don't do well with uncomfortable. Like
after a while, you get used to it.
I guess, yeah. But I could never, because at a certain point when something is so uncomfortable, I get uncomfortable and I can't watch.
But a lot of times when he jumps on people in the series, it's justified. Like somebody, they'll be waiting in the line at a buffet, and some chick will walk up in front of Larry and his buddy and start talking to the guy in front of him. And it's like a chat and sneak in.
Right.
And Larry calls her on it.
Uh-huh.
A chat. You just can't chat and sneak in.
He said, "You're not getting in front of us just because you happen to know this guy?" He goes, "I'll give you credit. That was one of the better snat and cheeks or chat and sneaks I've seen. Would it make you feel better if I got back at the end of the line?" He goes, "Back to wherever you were." And then she gets behind Larry, and he goes, "You realize you're still using me for the chat and sneak." Because I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had this, they had this special chicken at some restaurant that hated Jews. But the chicken was so good, they had that, I'm going to call it Palestinian chicken.
Okay, that would make sense.
But the chicken was just so outstanding that they had to go. And even the chick that owned the place, she goes, "Aren't you a Jew?" He goes, "Yep. Pretty, pretty, pretty big Jew." She goes, "I admire you, David, son of David."
It's not son of Larry David. Just. Yeah.
And then he just has to do something to piss her off.
Oh, then he takes her home and f***s her.
Oh, wow.
And then she starts bitching him at him while they're having sex, bitching about everything the Jews have ever pissed anybody off about for whatever reason, and slamming Israel. It was just nonstop.
I may have to go back and watch a few more episodes. Because I know some of the scenes that I remember seeing with J.B. Smoove. I always liked those, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Larry.
You got to get in there. You got to tear that ass up. You get in there, you tear that ass up when you're giving it to her. You go in there and you leave a bunch of trash and coffee cups and wadded up hamburger paper wrappers and stuff. Let her know you've been in there. Okay. You want to start news?
I have some more audio. Oh, there was, okay, obviously, we talked about Leonard Nimoy passing away on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you play one of his songs?
I played a few of them.
Did you play Cut 4? This is from 1967, from one of his albums.
I saw it on YouTube, but I don't know the song, so I never messed with it.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire with his long wooden pipe.
Who is Bilbo Baggins?
It's from Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Fuzzy woolly toes. He lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins. He's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins. The bravest little hobbit of them all.
What year was this?
1967. This was from, I meant to write down the name of the album, but it was it's like Dr. Spock's something music.
Or something that Spock sings.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe you get wrapped up in the, first of all, I don't think Star Trek was a success until it went into reruns.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. Or Mr.
So I don't know how you get an ego over a series that you don't know if it's going to make it from year to year. It's like Batman, first episode in the 60s, was a phenomenon. Star Trek struggled, and finally they went, all right, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until reruns that it exploded.
Which is so odd to think about, a show that wasn't considered to be a success getting any reruns. That just showed, like, by today's standards, that show would not be on reruns at all. It probably would have lasted 3 weeks instead of 3 years.
Well, you had less to replace it with. I mean, you were talking about in the 60s, you had NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, I guess, and that was it. There was no Fox, there was no cable, there was no... I mean, you were uppity if you had UHF.
Mm. Woo. That's why they call it UHF.
Shouldn't they have called it UHN?
I'm going to go and see what's happening.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
507. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Check on traffic. Al McCoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Join Me. Only one incident out there right now. This time it's in Carrollton, north on I-35, right at Sandy Lake Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Royal Lane. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking damn good right now. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush on March 11th at the Southside Ballroom. Details are online at KEGL.com. Truck driving man. The steady hand to hold that load be high. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico. Tonight, light rain in 41. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high in the upper 60s. Right now, 41 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the
not the bumper I wanted. Well, the one with the sonic boom. Which one is that?
Money.
Thank you.
Move over and let the big dog the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
I remember when we played that in the 80s. That song would normally come out at the top of the hour, so come out of a legal ID.
Come out rocking.
I wore that out.
I bet you did.
Because you'd have the like 5-6 second talk up before the jingle started. And then you fired the moaning moaning. It's like, I own this bitch. One day I am going to be the eagle. Somebody better say it.
Now look at you.
Who am I?
The eagle.
Thank you.
No. You are. You are.
Am I the eagle?
Maybe more than most. A little bit.
Gonna check my eagle really fast and see if they're still going back and forth on the trying to figure out if we're going to be able to broadcast from New York. What does this say?
Even if they couldn't do it from the iHeart office, we obviously have stations in New York that we could do it from.
From Tomas, congratulations on going and broadcasting from New York. That's effing awesome. I smell syndication in the future. Take care, Hefe.
Who's Tomas?
I think he's the guy that brings us stuff on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. I thought he was one of the people that was included in the email chain with the company.
Yeah.
I thought he's going to be like one of the engineers in New York or something.
I assume it's pronounced Tomas.
Okay.
T-O-M-A-S.
Alfie's shaking his head, yes.
Yeah, he's one of our good listeners.
And
what makes him one of the better ones?
He always calls in with smart, well-thought-out ideas.
Is his last name Miraz?
Yes.
Okay.
That's him.
Does he also bring us stuff?
He does every once in a while.
That's why he's one of the good ones, according to Alfie.
Mm-hmm. Whoever it was, it brought... God, I forget his name. You guys will. The basket of stuff and gave me $100 for the foundation.
Brad.
Was it Leonard?
Langford.
When I was up here Sunday working on stuff, I realized I was out of whiskey at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I stole Kenzie's bottle that Brad got her.
What is wrong with you?
I was out of whiskey.
Plan ahead.
She was excited about getting that whenever
she won't be able to tell. I refilled it with gravy. You think she'll notice?
She's she's going to...
She doesn't drink.
Yeah.
This is brown gravy.
She may not notice then. I thought you were going to fill it with cream gravy then, see if she noticed.
I'm trying to at least match the color.
You don't want it to be an outright slap in the face.
Well, I'm sure there are things in life she does notice.
I hope so.
So what do you think? Do we take the chance and book her a trip to New York? Probably is. I don't even think you can transfer it. Let's say I book her a trip and she can't go and I want to go again later in the summer. I can't change it from name to name, can I?
No, you cannot change name to name. It's got to be that person or no go.
I think if you buy some sort of travel insurance, it gives you a little bit of leeway, but not a whole lot.
Because I think she should go. My guess is she's never been.
Yeah.
And, you know, the entire trip, she's going to just be walking through the streets of New York, looking up, going, what?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think she's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to have lots of questions. A lot, and they're all going to be the same question. What?
Is a cowboy playing a guitar naked? What?
Mm-hmm.
Is he here every week? And how small must it get in the winter? And then you go and explain to her the Brooklyn Bridge, because I think that was before industrialization. Didn't they build that, Alfie, by hand?
That, I don't know. I think it was designed by the same company that did the one in Waco.
Well, that would be a different It's one of the bridges in New York that they built by hand.
The old-fashioned way?
Yeah. They earned it. It's like they went underwater. I don't know how the hell you go underwater if you don't have, you know, industrialized equipment.
Well, I mean, it's much more basic things. It's kind of like when you think about, like, scuba diving now. Obviously, very, you know, it's pretty cool, not to technology. But then you think of the old scuba diving, and it was just like the dude in the metal tank with the little face grid thing.
And a hose.
And a hose that takes you back up to the surface. And a buddy that you hope wouldn't step on it.
If I yank on it twice, pull me up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, I forgot the code.
I feel like 1.5.
I want to go back to your Flash and play the Cedar Hill Cup.
Okay.
What cup was that?
That six. Is six. Alfie's saying line two, though.
What?
That is the Cedar Hill Cup.
Oh. Well, excuse me for trying to make a natural segue.
I didn't even know.
I'm acting like I didn't know he was on the phone.
Way to go, Alfie.
You started it.
He told me to. He got excited, held up two fingers, and I told you. I'm the middleman.
Well, find out what he wants next time.
Let me know next time.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Well, good for you, Dan.
That's right.
That's the way you take over as host of the show. Well, shut the up. Well, how much? Shut all of it up. When I say shut the up, it means all of it.
Mm-hmm. You almost witnessed a Sam Jackson moment. Say what again?
You almost got show shot. Did I say his name, Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dan calls Chloe shot a flock of seagulls. Because Alfie distracted him.
Yeah, I got it. Now I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm playing it. He can just hold. And it's a parody of McConaughey's Lincoln Spots.
Yeah, where he's driving around just being all existential.
Sometimes you got to go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce and chase ghosts.
I mean, back up and run over a perp twice.
Yep.
You got to go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce and chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning Rookie of the Year to getting a couple of reflection days off. My lieutenant was like, I could understand if you would have pulled that right out of training. That would have made sense.
Was it one camera shot, or do they do a couple to try and mimic the McConaughey thing?
They do a few. They have the one shot in the car looking up at him, and they have a few exterior shots of the car.
So it's several shots.
Yes.
Okay. Was it well done?
It was actually very well done.
You don't get into police work because it makes sense. You do it because you thought it really looked cool on TV. Or because med school was just out of the question. I like being in here.
That's Dan's favorite because I guess it's just an interior shot of him in the squad car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if you think about it, it's kind of a cool place to be. It's yeah. Nice and simple. It's like, I like being in here.
Got all my stuff.
I feel cool. That and also the thing is like I became a cop because it looked cool on TV. Then when you actually start doing it, you're thinking, God, this is boring.
Yeah, this is bullshit. They never showed doing all the paperwork on Adam 12.
That's right.
They just read, shot somebody, and they went off and picked up another perp.
Mm-hmm. Being a cop is nothing like Lethal Weapon. I can't shoot anybody.
Every time I shoot somebody, I got to explain why.
It's, if you by today's standards, if an officer-involved shooting, it's mandatory time, like suspended
investigation. You sat at the desk for a while.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon would have been 4 years long.
Yeah.
Had it gone by current policies.
Yeah, you shot this guy. He fell in a pool into a tarp and drowned. And you didn't have to fill out any piece of, not one piece of f-ing paperwork.
Oh, no, sorry. Mr. Loose Cannon can't be bothered to fill out a report.
Are all the people I shot selling Christmas trees?
I like being in here. Driving around all night long, contemplating the important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I still on duty? Is the officer assigned to this squad looking for it right now?
Am I drunk? Did I work for Fort Worth PD? Is this even my squad car?
Damn.
Did I lose my car? Did I work for Euless now?
Oh, see, I thought you moved on to Dallas.
Well, they didn't make as much news.
What is this on my fingers and why won't it come off? Is it mystery pocket goo from that last guy I searched?
Hey, officer, you okay?
I'm super good, bud.
You know you're only doing 5 miles an hour down Beltline here, right?
That's pretty good for an explorer. Whose prisoner is this? And why is he in my squad?
Why doesn't he have a booger, too?
Whose prisoner is this?
Did he just jump in the back and surrender?
Oh, God, it killed me.
That's Sergeant Larry Wise with the Cedar Hill Police Department?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
How are you, boss?
I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
I'm doing all right, man.
First off, let me just say, you are the Eagle, sir.
That's very kind of you.
With everything that you do for us and Operation Kindness and all your charity work, man, all that hits close to home. So in my humble opinion, you, sir, are the Eagle.
I think I've been lucky enough not to have to write a check for a Cedar Hill officer. Maybe it's because you're driving 5 miles an hour.
It very well could be, you know what I mean? But, you know, the alternative is a Prius, so at this point, I'll take the Explorer.
I don't know. You might go with the Prius. Certainly nobody's going to steal a squad car that's a Prius. Yeah. Euless wouldn't have lost one then.
Damn.
Right. You never have to worry about that. The only problem is if you come out and somebody's wedged it in between two poles while you were eating lunch or something.
Somebody flipped my squad car over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their chief again.
When did you cut this video?
We actually recorded that. It was the Wednesday after Valentine's Day, so I guess that would have been the 18th is when we shot it, because my lieutenant that's over our social media and Facebook page, Lieutenant Chenault, he'd actually come up with the idea and sent me a text message that morning. I'm actually sleeping in, and his text was, "Would you be interested in starring in a video for this year's awards banquet?" You know, and I mean, that can always be a catch. So, you know, you got to ask questions. And so I was like, "Well, what do you got in mind?" And he said, "Can you do a Matthew McConaughey impression?" And immediately I started laughing. And because I'm thinking in my head, I was driving Fords before they paid me to drive Fords. And so anyway, I sent him back a text message that says, "Well, it sounds interesting." And, you know, I sent him that line and he said, "You know exactly what I'm talking about." And I was like, "Well, sounds good." So then he referred me to the Will Ferrell skit, and I hadn't seen those from Saturday Night Live. So
okay, so Will Ferrell did a parody on it.
I'm sorry, not Will Ferrell, but Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Jim Carrey did it. And so I pulled that up, and man, I just started laughing. And so next thing you know, after I'd watched those three, I got back in touch with him, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, that looks good. I think we can make some people laugh."
And did anybody check with Chief Rhodes?
Yeah, that I'm going to defer that to Lieutenant Chenault, you know, because right here is kind of where the part where I'm going to go ahead and plead the fifth. Because I'm not 100% clear on, you know, what level of
I don't think that Miranda applies to law enforcement.
Well, you know, hopefully he's not listening right now. But I did wait till I got off duty to call. So, sir, if you are listening.
He is anyway, now.
Yeah, we got together on that Wednesday, and he had a rough draft script written out on, you know, some of the stuff. And so I asked him, I was like, LT, hey, you mind if I play with this a little bit, you know, because, you know, I can actually fine-tune it some and make it, you know, factual. And that's kind of where this is funny for us, is the sense that most of the stuff that's in there was, you know, for in-house purposes. And that's why I said, you know, I like being in here, you know, when I'm contemplating the questions of life, you know, who am I, why am I still on duty? Well, I'm the traffic sergeant, and I ride a motorcycle. And that's what you do on a Harley, sir. You do police work.
How did I get this perp? Well, the backside of my Harley.
Well, you know, and we did get our bikes from Longhorn, so, you know, kudos to them. They take care of us, too, just like you do. So,
I mean, haven't you heard that before, that Longhorn Harley is, well, you may not know the story, but I think they've donated money when charities came up short.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it past them, because those guys did a real good job and continue to do a good job taking care of us. And so, you know, we're much appreciative to them and what they've done for us to get us to where we are with our new bikes. But
what are you riding now?
2014 Electroglides.
Electroglide.
Oh, yeah, with the Screaming Eagle package. Oh, yeah.
I think there was a movie in the early 70s with who's got it played? Beretta?
Robert Blake.
Robert mm-hmm. Blake, I think.
Electroglide in blue.
Yeah.
Yes, good movie.
How old are you?
Oh, can I plead the fifth again?
Are you less than 54?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm surprised you remember the movie.
Well, it was a requirement in order to, you know, ride the motorcycle up here. It was actually kind of like part of the training.
Do we have to learn how to ride these? No, you just watch this movie called Electroglide in Blue.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no FTO program. You're good to go. I'm just kidding. No, that's not how it went.
Are you guys like the Garland officers who will get side by side and then show off and then lean, you know, so far to the left to where your pedals scrape the concrete?
Yes. We do ride tandem when we're together. Most of the time when we're out and about, you know, we're solo. But anytime we do any kind of special event or escort or anything like that, yes, sir, we do ride side by side. And if the turn and the speed warrants it, exactly. But we try not to, just for the simple fact that eventually, you know, you go past the footboard and you start getting into the part that mounts to the frame and all that kind of stuff.
I got a police escort one time from two Garland motor officers, and I was in the Batmobile, mm-hmm. and they're in front of me, and they're weaving back and forth, and they're turning so far to the left that their pegs are scraping, their spark every time they turn far to the left or far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's a thing of beauty till you go past the point where, you know, you really should, and then you get that horizon change. You don't want any of that. But 9 times out of 10, you know, you ride the bike enough, you know where your clearances are and how far you can go. So it ends up... You know, some people think, ooh, that's cool. And then other people are like, well, stop showing off. So,
well, I knew what they were doing.
It just depends. But
so, you don't think you're going to have any problems with Chief Rhodes?
So far, he seems to be on board pretty good with everything. You know, I think as long as, and that's the thing that we're appreciative of, is that so many people are receiving it in a good light, and we're getting to show the lighter side of police work and officers.
Well, yeah, the video of a police officer singing, I forget what song it was, but...
Oh, is it the where he's lip-syncing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift?
I guess so.
I guess he's got the dash cam like turned around towards him as he's driving, and he's driving around town, just going, yeah.
Wearing it out. So, yeah. I don't see any of this really being a downside because they all did it off duty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no cost to the taxpayers, and it humanizes police officers to the point of, even if you're afraid of them. I mean, we had a federal convict that called about an hour ago and said, once he got out of prison, he still hated cops, and somehow the support of this show changed his perspective, which to me is a monument. I have no clue how we did it, but I am proud that we did.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I mean, that's why I'm, so appreciative to you guys for all the work that you do, not only through the Listeners Foundation, but the continual positive publicity that you give us, because it all does boil down to the simple fact that, like you said earlier, after they told me about the bit, I started listening because I pulled it up on the internet. But, like you referred to, the vast majority of us, the overwhelming vast majority of us, do it for the right reason. And we got into it for the right reason. I know the video says because it looked cool on TV. But
And it does.
And it does sometimes,
When you're going code 3 and you're in a chase or you're going someplace, you tell me it ain't hard.
Oh no, trust me. You'll get the adrenaline dump going in.
I'm just saying you could hold both hands up in the air and still drive with it. You with me?
Yes, sir. Again, I'm going to plead the fifth because I was advised to keep any commentary clean, so I'm going to stay clean with that one. But yeah, I follow where you're going. And
tell me, I'll hit the delay so nobody hears this.
Oh, okay.
I'll even turn my mic off.
Maybe if the Lord had blessed me a little more.
You ain't got no tilt in the squad car?
No. I mean, you may get a little front to back, but you ain't getting no angular tilt, no. So, I was blessed with a few things, and I don't know, I'm maybe average at best. So, no, I'm a little ways away, and so tilt wheel don't even help. But
Jesus.
The most fun I've had, on any pursuit or anything like that is after it's all, you've come to realize that it's happening, and that initial adrenaline gets out of the way. I mean, and all this happens in, less than 2 minutes.
And it's a situation that you can train for. You can train for the driving and the special handling and making sure the car doesn't get away with you, but then you've got somebody holding a weapon, and you've got to make this split-second decision. And then the next thing you know, you're before the grand jury, and they're second-guessing everything to where you had a millisecond to make a decision. And that aspect, I really think anybody that sits on the grand jury and they're going to make calls on police officers, I think they should ride with officers.
Yes. That's always been my selling point to any critic that we get, because in day-to-day contact, you'll come across those people that are on both sides of the fence. And I've had instances where people have bought my lunch anonymously. And to all those people, if you're listening and you ever did that, thank you so very much. You didn't have to do that, but it's very much appreciated. And then you come across the people that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you try to get through to them and contact them, you're not going to do it.
There's no meeting ground. It's like the cop watchers in Arlington, the police officers, the PIO, the anybody else that said, hey, why don't we get together and talk about this, maybe ride mm-hmm. with some officers, then you could watch and see what we do. They said, no, we don't want to have any association. Then you're never going to get a perspective on what a police officer goes through, a good one or a bad one.
And they even
I think
it was in Phoenix. They had a police shooting there, and then there was a local activist speaking out against it. And so the police invited him in and said, "Tell you what, you take the training, show us how to do it better."
Mm-hmm.
And he was shooting people left and right in the simulator.
They actually did that down. That might even be Quantel X that they did down in Houston.
Yes, actually, I think that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. It changed his mind. you know, of course he's still going to be a critic of police, and but that's the good thing. That's the good part about our society, and I think that's where, you know, America is good in that respect, that people can still hold their own beliefs and be vocal about it. But at the same time, I think those people that are often critics of things should be open-minded enough to at least try it from the other standpoint.
No, and I get it, and people, and I got a break, but people don't get it. Well, I didn't see a policeman or a firefighter today. Did you go home, and was your home there, and was it the way you left it? Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's because of police and fire presence, not because you saw them,
yes,
but
sir.
Because they exist.
Right.
So, first of all, I'm going to email. I just pulled up Chief Rhodes' email.
Oh,
I'm going to email him and tell him that you drive the car with your penis.
Oh, no. Oh, please, Russ. Come on.
And I'm also proud to know that I don't really know him, because had I written you guys a check, I would know him.
Right.
So, and I'm glad I don't.
And I'm glad you don't either. And but again, I do thank you for that, what you do. It means a lot to me. It means, I mean, because I've put in my share of trying to contribute to that cause. I let a fireman beat the crud out of me in a Guns and Hoses boxing tournament. I tried.
Oh,
to
they got a hose. You got a gun. How do you lose that?
Well, you know,
oh, you can't do a gunfight with a water hose.
My strategy was wrong. I tried to catch every one of his punches with my nose. And so, you know, but hey, as long as it raised money for that cause, I was all about it. And so, again, I thank you for what you guys do. And I wanted to call in and thank you for giving us some positive airtime. And, you know, let you know we all appreciate it.
That's my job, boss.
Well, you do it well, sir. That's why you are the Eagle.
All right. Thank you,
Live
sir.
Live long and prosper.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sergeant Larry Wise with the Cedar Hill Police Department, who drives a car with his penis.
We'll be back
that
to
guy
the
drives like a shit. .545, another check on traffic. Al P. Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Still only one incident out there. It's the one still in Carrollton. Northbound I-35 right at Sandy Lake. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is unwinding back from Northwest Highway. Other than that, traffic out there looking damn good right now. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Al P. Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Tonight, light rain and 41. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and a high of 67. Right now, 41 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Asshole. A thoroughly contemptible, irritating, detestable person. Association with them places one in the most miserable and undesirable environment. See also
The Russ Martin Show on 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I miss it. So now your flash drive, a quiz.
It took place at Texas Tech. It's like, I don't know if it's like a student project or if it's like part of the newspaper report. They did this thing sort of like the man on the street where they ask fellow students political questions.
You want to see how many I know?
Mm-hmm.
I took political science, but that was at Eastfield.
I don't think you really need the class in order to answer most of these.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country. Let's find out if we're politically challenged. Okay, what What is your name and major?
Leon V. Hill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson.
The hell is a sports management major? Is that like a Don King?
I'm not sure. It could be like sports management would be sort of like the head trainer on a team, I think. I think that's what it would be.
Okay, what is your name and major?
Leon V. Hill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson, and my major is human sciences.
Ryan, in clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major.
Who won the Civil War?
Okay, so they probably stopped it at the right point.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just talking to people who, you know, what's your name, what do you do? I major in the drilling of how many holes go in a bowling ball.
No, these are college students, future of America.
This is Ryan in clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major.
Who won the Civil War?
The whites? The North?
Yes.
The Union?
Yes, very good.
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965? Or
God, Jesus, mother really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know what she's thinking about the civil rights movement.
Different thing. She's about 100 years off on a slightly different topic.
But they have to take, you have to take history regardless of your degree.
Mm-hmm. Not only did you have to take history.
If you get a BA or a BS, sounds like they're all getting the S.
Mm-hmm.
One is math intensive, and the other one is...
Well, one science, math intensive, the other is more liberal
arts. But you have to have history.
That's part of the core.
Regardless.
Not only did you have to take history in college, but you're going to have to take it to get into college. You had to have a decent enough
grade.
You
had to know it. To me, you'd have to know it from high school.
That's what I'm saying.
Who won the Civil War?
And let's be honest, the Civil War question, that should have been answered in middle school.
The civilians?
I'm going to do your parents a favor and just take you out of this school because you're clearly wasting their money.
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965 or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
You give me the two sides, at least I can guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them like Ethiopians? Because my guess is they would win because of all their army of flies.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, really, if someone came up to me like this and said, who won the Civil War? I would probably first respond with, are you talking about the one that happened in America or one of the other countless civil wars that have happened throughout time? Or are you talking about the college football Civil War?
I think if somebody asked, I would just say the Union, the North.
Mm-hmm.
The side that Lincoln was on.
That's right.
Unless you thought this was a Jimmy Kimmel man on the street thing. Who won the Civil War? The people that wanted to abolish slavery.
Mm-hmm.
I know people like to cover it up and go, well, the whole Civil War wasn't about slavery. Yeah, the whole Civil War was really about slavery.
It was actually more than just that. That was just included.
It was still. It's not like it was just, some pork or fatter that they threw into a bill of, hey, wouldn't you like for everybody to have a nice house in the country and close up the disparity between the upper and middle class? And oh, by the way, can we still own f***ers?
Oh God, that's really.
I don't believe it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one in 1965 or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why you make me do this?
Who won the Civil War?
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. It's one of those things.
I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right?
I have no clue.
The Union.
The North.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So who is our vice president?
You're not going to tell me they don't know it's Joe Biden.
If they did, then it'd be no reason for me to pull this.
Don't know. I have no idea.
I would drive to the campus of wherever my child was and beat them with a belt in public.
Yes.
Because we're not talking about a free education.
Mm-mm.
This is what university again?
Texas Tech.
Oh, my God.
Which already doesn't have the greatest reputation as being the Harvard of the panhandle. It's an uphill climb, which is ironic considering their land out there is so flat.
So who is our vice president?
Don't know. I have no idea. Of right now? I don't know.
What's his name? Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering if they would know who the vice president was. Let's see if I know.
At all?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm going to say with the VP with Carter. Give me a second. I know it wasn't Mondale.
That I do not recall.
For Reagan, it was Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Bush. And I know it wasn't Billy, who was the VP with Carter. It was his brother.
Mm.
Man, I don't know. I should know.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them are kind of easy to forget. Do you remember Daddy Bush's VP?
George Herbert Walker Bush?
Mm-hmm.
It was a... Lenny Kravitz?
No, I think Lenny Kravitz can spell potatoes.
See, Daddy was a Republican, so it couldn't have been a Clinton.
It's a name that you hasn't really done anything since.
Oh, was it Potato Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Stupid Ass.
That's him. Good job. Vice President Stupid Ass.
Potato. What's his name?
Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the Carter answer?
Yeah.
You got it right. It was Walter Mondale.
There you go. See, you knew
it. It was.
Yeah. So you got it. You're good. The main thing, though, is that you know the current one. You know who it was when Clinton was in office.
Do I?
Yes.
Hillary?
No, that she was first lady.
Clinton and... Kissinger?
No. He's big lib. Pretty big lib.
Oh, Gore.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, he did all that, you know, vice president, invented the internet, all that good stuff.
His name in my, I have space in my head.
Who is the vice president? Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know. Oh.
But if they asked them who hosts the Tonight Show,
they'd probably know it's Fallon,
Jimmy Fallon, or who was it? Steve Jobs is
Apple.
I forget who Microsoft is.
Ted Gates. Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Sorry. Oh, I said Ted Gates.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah. I don't think the Unabomber took out time to. Make Microsoft.
I have no idea.
Don't know.
John.
All these people have no idea who the vice president today is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh. I have no idea. Don't know.
John. Joe Biden.
Yes.
I don't know.
You're not the only one a lot of people don't know.
I know, but I still feel...
Okay, who...
These are all kids in college who are of voting age.
Mm-hmm.
That want to change the country, want to change the future, want to be the the next generation that takes us off into a better direction. And you can't really know which way the better direction is unless you know where we failed.
Right.
Joe, the guy from Saturday Night Live, Piscopo.
And no, it's not Joe Piscopo, although he appreciates the mention.
Joe Camel?
Definitely not Joe Camel. Very hard to get elected into any office if you are the spokesperson for a cigarette company.
Uh-huh. Where did we gain our independence from?
These are horrible.
I have no idea.
Do you know what year we happened to?
Absolutely not.
I couldn't tell you.
Is it like 1907? No, like 16.
Like 1976?
I think we need to ask Kinsey some of these questions. I'm a little afraid to, because I'm afraid we're going to get a similar result. But
well, I know the Declaration of Independence was signed. Our true independence wasn't 1776.
But that's what we all, I mean, we declared it, so that's when we hit the start
date. This person's gone, like, 1976?
Yeah, that's it. Certainly it was, yeah, it was 76. Good job.
But we were only free, none of you guys are going to get this.
Okay.
We're only free for like a minute, because I used to see the ads on TV. It said the bicentennial minute. And then the Brits got us back.
I couldn't tell you.
It's in like 1677 or something like that.
And what show is Snooki on?
Who?
What show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore.
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Shore. What show is Snooki on?
The Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
And then who is Brad Pitt married to?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
And who was he married to before that?
I don't think they were married, but he dated Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, they were married.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. I hate kids. Then he marries Jolie.
The world's most infamous baby collector.
It's like every place on the planet is Baby Canton.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, at some point you think someone told Angelina, you know, they can just do the stamps on a passport. You don't have to take children from every place you've been.
I have to. Every day is like first Monday trade day in Canton, mm-hmm. All across the planet.
I think it was Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to guess, there had to be a lot of people to get these right, but it's not funny unless you cut it down.
Right. That is my hope.
Alfie, any of these?
Line one.
Okay. Yes, William.
Hey, Russ. I just want you to know that I am a PhD student as well as a history professor at some area community colleges. And I think that you'd be shocked to find out that most of these kids don't even realize who's on our dollar bills. Much less to find out that Benjamin Franklin, most people think that he was actually a president of ours, when in fact he wasn't, nor do they even know who Alexander Hamilton even is, and he's on our 10. I do these qualifiers at the beginning of every semester, and I find it just troubling that these kids think that they're going to get a college degree of any sort at any time in their life.
What do you think Alexander Hamilton was? The guy with the really good tan?
They actually, normally when I ask these questions, that's just left blank. That I say, who's on the $10 bill? And I'd say about 90-95% don't even write an answer in, or they'll put something just absurd. Or
okay, the bill thing I kind of get, because we've gone into a society of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I know Franklin's on the 100.
Yes.
Washington's on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Who's on the 5? Yes.
Lincoln.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
On the 10 is not Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. That's.
Mm-hmm.
Is it close?
No.
George Jefferson.
See, at least you're finding out, William, that it's not all generational. But can you figure out why that even the kids you're teaching don't know some of the most basic stuff like this?
I don't know, because when I got my bachelor's, I went into teaching high school, and it was kind of the same thing. I think it's just general apathy towards the subject, and I don't personally have a reason, probably to ask a psychologist or something, but it's just these simple qualifiers.
Did you ever look at them and go, did you even go to high school to know that Hamilton, was it Alexander,
mm-hmm.
was on the 10? Well, who's on the 20? Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, I do find it ironic people don't know who Alexander Hamilton is, even though if you don't know your history, he's the reason why we have a national bank mm-hmm. for the most part. So knowing him on the, that's why he's on the dollar bill for a reason. So I find that to be ironic that that's the number one person they can't identify. But, you know, Washington, Jefferson, those are the big names out there. Grant on the 50. Obviously, that's a tough one for some people. They don't even know who he is. If you're talking about the Civil War, they're definitely not going to know who Grant is. So,
and great about Grant, one of our nation's finest alcoholics.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. I think that's part of the reason Georgia burned.
Praise you, Ulysses.
Grant took all the whiskey and said, burn the rest.
Yeah.
Ask me a few questions that you would think a simple student would be able to get.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
76.
Yes.
What's the first pair of numbers?
17.
I'm just making sure.
Let's see, what else do I ask? I'll ask questions. Well, let's take the U.S. History 1. War of 1812, who was, or what year did that start?
Really?
And what year did it end?
Started in 1812.
Okay. You know what year it ended?
1812.
Not exactly.
1815.
Yeah. Close.
Hang on, there's a song. In 1815, took a little trip down my Mississippi. 18 plus? 1815.
You already guessed that.
Well, he said it was close. Was it like February of 1815?
Well, I don't know the exact date. I guess I
Well, bitch, don't be asking me questions. You don't know the answers.
Well, my next question was going to be, when was Louisiana purchased? And then who'd we buy it from?
Bought it from the French.
Yeah.
And that was a good deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't get any good states out of it.
It was 2 cents on the acre, I think.
But it was a good deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the
What was the purchase price? Was it $5 million?
I think it was $15 million for the whole bit.
Fifteen, okay. I think it was a five in there.
Yeah, stretch my brain.
And who was it? It was the Martin and Lewis expedition?
Lewis and Clark.
I don't think I saw them.
This was not a team on Laugh-In.
I think it was Martin and Lewis.
Yeah.
Somehow I have a feeling I get shot in the head in this guy's class.
Yeah, probably.
You know, here's what's interesting. Today I found out a lot of students don't even know today is Texas Independence Day.
The only reason I knew is Dan brought it up. There were two other birthdays that stood out is – to me, which would not make history, is Joanne Jackson,
mm-hmm.
widow of a Dallas police officer.
Mm.
And Larry Mowry from CBS 11.
Yeah, sexy Larry Mowry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But yeah. Joanne Jackson was the one that stood out to me the most because she's suffered the most.
Mm. Yeah, I had a student who asked questions about their test. They did pretty poorly on it, so they had questions on it. And he just had to ask me, he goes, because I wore a Texas tie today. He's like, why are you wearing a Texas flag tie? And I was kind of just staring at him for maybe 30 seconds or so, just blank stare. And I spoke up when I felt that he finally was uncomfortable. I was like, today's Texas Independence Day, when we became a country. He's like,
I'm surprised he didn't respond back to you. He's like, I can't believe you're teaching this class. We're a state, not a country.
I mean, I don't
Mr. William, you're like a dumb
I would wonder how many kids didn't even know we were a country ourselves for 9 years before we became a state. I don't even know how many kids don't know that answer.
I don't think I knew that.
Well, especially in the state of Texas, because it's such a good history, we make our kids actually take a whole year of Texas history.
Have you ever asked them why there are six flags over Texas?
I did when I was in high school. We kind of talk about it.
You gave up on that one?
Well, I never really taught Texas history as a subject. I mainly did U.S. and then social studies, which was just random. But we would talk about it a little bit, especially how America would grow, expand, manifest destiny. I try to bring in Texas, you know, kind of make it similarities, you know, see something sticks, but not really.
Well, manifest destiny was like movement towards a certain area so we could claim it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that close?
Yep. But what's interesting
it was a movement to the west.
Right.
Yeah. It was supposed to take, I think Jefferson said it would take us 50 generations to populate the land, and we did it in 5. So.
Yeah, because that's one thing that we Americans are good at. If we want something, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only are we good at f***ing up, mm-hmm. we're good at f***ing.
That's
All right. I got a break. Thanks for the call, boss.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll be back. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether
off, the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Damn it, really? I'm going for a new record. 616, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Got to check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Spur 280. That earlier incident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Long Avenue. In Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Business 287, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Wichita Street. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635, right at Lapata, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Good Guys Car Show March 20th through the 22nd at Texas Motor Speedway. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Light rain tonight, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 67. Right now, 41 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. And now some rules for calling in to the Russ Martin Show. Have a fucking point. When we ask you to turn down your radio, turn down your radio. Keep it turned the fuck down. We're on the radio. We don't need to hear yours. We don't care about any of your stupid little jokes, your one-liners, or your puns. Don't call up here looking for phone numbers. We're not Google or 411 or the Yellow Pages. I don't have time for that shit. Get right to the point. And if you're a douchebag and you got a Bluetooth headset on, don't call up here. Now, pick up your phone and call 214 or 817-787-1971. And good luck.
All right, did we start news?
We have not.
Then let's do that. You have Joanne in there?
I do.
All right. 619, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Actress Natalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones is 26. Bryce Dallas Howard is Ron Howard's daughter and also an actress. She is 34. Chris Martin from Coldplay, 38. Daniel Craig, the new Bond, is 47. John Bon Jovi is 53. Eddie Money is 66. Gates McFadden is 66. Recognize her?
Dr. Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation.
That is correct. And Mikhail Gorbachev, former Soviet president, turns 84, as well as CBS 11's chief sexy meteorologist, Larry Mowry. Today is his birthday. Also, dear friend, Joanne Jackson, today is her birthday. I think she's happy that I don't know the exact age and broadcast it. And then today is Texas Independence Day. Yeah, that means something. Three Los Angeles police officers shot and killed a man on the city's Skid Row as they wrestled with him on the ground, a confrontation captured on video that millions have viewed online. Authorities say the man was shot after grabbing for an officer's gun. After the shooting, police are seen drawing their batons and warning an angry crowd to step back. Several people shouted at the officers, accusing them of going too far. Witnesses told the LA Times that the man was known on the street as Africa, but his race was unclear from the video, which showed most of the figures in shadows. The witnesses said the man had been on Skid Row for 4 or 5 months, living amid the tents, sleeping bags, and trash that are common in the area where many of the city's homeless stay. You have an issue with your chair again?
I keep pulling the wrong button and it shoots down 3 feet.
The three officers, one of whom is a sergeant, shot the man as they struggled on the ground for control of the weapon. That's according to Police Commander Andrew Smith. The officers had been responding to a report of a robbery and a stun gun proved ineffective. One witness told the Times he saw the man swinging at police, then heard one of them shout, "He's got my gun," before the shots were fired. Another witness, Dennis Horn, said there's no justification to take somebody's life. This is the next big cop shooting. Police are just shooting people left and right.
You have somebody fighting for a police officer for his weapon.
Yeah, but there were a couple of witnesses that said that they didn't see the man going after anyone's gun.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. In fact, witnesses, for the most part, turn up useless in court because everybody saw something different.
Mm-hmm.
DAs will tell you that. Defense attorneys, prosecutors. Nobody has a really great recollection. Even cops who shoot themselves in the own foot and become Swiss cheese.
Oh, God.
They don't have a perfect recollection of what happened. Because the obligatory phrase of "it happened so fast" means it really effing happened so fast. You just go with your gut and you go, "I think I'm about to die. I'm going to have to shoot him."
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going after my weapon. That's not a good idea. He's not going after my weapon just to clean it up for me.
Right. That's amazing because even the people right after the, you know, after the guy is shot, people that are standing around watching this immediately start, like said in the story, you know, questioning the officer, saying, "Why'd y'all do that? Why'd you shoot him? Why'd you shoot that? You didn't have to do that." That's when I go back to that thing where I told the officer earlier, the sergeant earlier, the Quanell X guy, the activist, had to go through that police training on whether or not to shoot somebody. And he was shooting his gun off all over the place. And it gave him a new respect for it. And most people just don't realize what bothers me is every time one of these stories happens is when the suspect is unarmed. So that's always in the headline, police shoot unarmed man. The thing that most people don't get, maybe it's just because they've never heard it, is an unarmed person can still kill you. An unarmed person can still be a threat.
And a lot of people, it's the definition of armed, well, all he had was a brick.
That's...
Sorry, you're throwing a brick at me. And I don't want to get hit with a brick. I believe I will have to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a knife. Well, he had a knife and you had a gun. Well, in training, if they get too close with a knife, the gun will do you no good.
That's right. And most people don't know that. But it's always the people that will question what the officer's actions were that have no idea of the situation. They've never been presented with that situation. What do you think you're going to do? You're going to talk him nicely enough? He's like, "Now, sir, I'm going to need you to stop punching me in the face. I'm going to need you to quit stabbing me because I'm not allowed to shoot you."
Yeah, not everything is blue bloods to where they're going, all right, hold on, just wait, put the gun down. Well, you tricked me when you got me to put the gun down and you cuffed me. No, I didn't trick you. If I tricked you, you'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody likes to look at a situation. That's why I really hate second-guessing police officers unless there's video and it's not taken out of context. You just don't know. You don't have the training. You have no clue what it's like to have a gun pointed at you. I have. Luckily for the other person, I didn't, because I would have killed myself. Because you just wig out. Anytime you have something pointed, close proximity at your face, you know it's big, you know it's nickel-plated, and it's probably got bad things coming out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, everyone's a critic. It's like, oh, he shouldn't have done that. Tell you what.
Why couldn't you just shoot him in the leg or shoot the gun out of his hand?
It's not how it works. And by the way, you can still shoot someone in the leg and kill them. The people that say, why don't you just shoot him in the leg, they watch too many movies where, you know, the hero gets like shot four times in the leg, or how the hero only ever gets shot in the shoulder. That's a movie. And people think that that's how it is in real life. You can get shot in the leg and die. You get shot in the shoulder, and the bullet may not stay in the shoulder. It may pass through your shoulder and enter into your chest and kill you.
You get shot in the leg, and you can still kill a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a matter of Wild West trick shooting of, hey, I'm going to fan the gun and just shoot as many people as I can.
Yeah.
It's a matter of defusing the situation. And people don't get it. And people who don't know, and I don't know.
There was a guy.
I've been trained in law enforcement. It's like when that dog got shot in whatever city it was, wouldn't one be enough? Well, again, I hate to sound like Katie Couric, but bullet, dog, I think one would put a dog in a situation where he would be controllable. But I don't know.
Yeah. There was even a guy today in the break room here. Because the TV is on CNN, and there was a brief mention of it, and he turns and he says to me, he's like, I can't believe five cops couldn't control one man. And that's when I looked at him and I said, you clearly have not watched the video, and you have no idea what you're talking about. He's like, well, what do you mean? I said, okay, there was one man, there were five officers. However, two of those officers had to go restrain a woman who had picked up one of their batons and was about to swing it at one of the officers' heads. So then you got three, four maybe officers, and this guy is punching them. He punched I think he landed two punches on one cop. And they did use a taser. Mr. I didn't watch anything, but I've already formed an opinion on it.
Who was this? Cake guy?
No, cake guy is actually smarter than that. Is one of the traffic people, but he's like, five cops couldn't restrain one homeless man. That's what I can't stand, is when people form an opinion when they know absolutely nothing. He didn't even bother watching it. And he says, well, they should have tased him. They did. Like four times, and it still didn't matter.
Well, I didn't know that.
Right. So why don't you read something before you start saying that cops are just out shooting people? Or it's like you said earlier, if it was an everyday occurrence, this wouldn't even make the news. Be like, oh, someone else got shot again.
They don't want to calculate that into their opinion.
No.
They want to look at something and think, well, there it is. There are cops screwing up again. Cops do screw up. Cops do make poor decisions. But it is not the majority of them. If it was, it wouldn't make the news, because it would become old news. And we know that news stations like salacious stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if people were getting shot every single day by rogue cops, then it would no longer be a headline. I'm going to swear, giving you, your people in the car, 3 seconds.
Amen. Man, I bet that felt good to say.
Well, it always feels good to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't judge a situation that you've never been in.
But
even in combat, when military come over and they train to be police officers, first of all, to them, no offense, that's got to be a vacation, only because you ain't getting shot at every single day of your tour.
That is true.
But you still have to walk around with it, this full-blown paranoia of, who's out to get me? Because I'm wearing the blue. And nobody seems to like the blue. Oh, firemen, they like, because they get to get fat and lay around in lazy boys and put out fires and bust up furniture.
And grow sweet mustaches.
Firemen do like big mustaches, and to me it seems like that would be the first thing I'd shave off. Because that's going to be the first thing to burn when you go someplace.
Is that why they grow them?
I don't know. My, I just,
It's sort of like a you know, okay, if your lip starts burning, you know to leave.
Yeah, if you smell fajitas, time to back out.
That's right.
line one, Alfie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Jesse. Jesse.
I don't know. I'm here.
Jesse.
I'm here.
Go.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What do you want?
Jesse's an idiot, but he's saying that why couldn't the cops just tase him?
Did he not listen to me when I said that they did multiple times?
No, he called him right before that. That's all right. He's still an idiot.
Oh,
but,
clearly.
But they can hear us on hold.
Yes.
But it still goes to the point of you didn't look at the video. You didn't read anything about it. You just heard L.A. cops shoot homeless man, and you just immediately know what happened. No, you don't. They did try to tase him. It didn't help. He's still punching them.
He's homeless. How could he have a weapon?
When he tries to grab the officer's weapon, that's a
weapon.
Well,
the officer should have better control of his weapon. I could play this side.
But you don't wear it well.
I don't wear it well.
Because it makes me mad at you.
I'm an idiot, and I could play an idiot. Thing is, I'm an idiot in real life, and I play one on the radio.
No. Okay, so you're saying that the officer, it's the officer's fault that the suspect is reaching for his gun.
When you're a police officer, you're supposed to maintain control of the situation. You can't control your own weapon. What makes me think you can control a situation with a homeless man?
Well, eventually they did control it. Unfortunately, it ended with the death of that homeless man based on his actions.
Well, the homeless man could have been a former vet who had mental problems.
That doesn't excuse him reaching for something that's not his. It doesn't excuse him for punching a cop.
Oh, so I should be shot because I punched a police officer.
Yes. I will say that, yes, because a punch can be lethal. You can kill somebody with a punch. Ask people that have gotten into a bar fight and the guy died.
Well, just getting punched doesn't automatically mean somebody's going to die. And if my intent wasn't to kill them, you can't charge me with murder.
See, the law's not on your side there. Because they say that all the time, especially on First 48. That's a big popular line after they get arrested for murder. Is they say, yeah, I mean, I fired the gun, but I didn't mean to kill him. The law doesn't care about that. You're going to jail.
Yeah. You go in and you accidentally shoot somebody in an armed robbery. You shouldn't have taken a gun in there. Mm-hmm. There's just too many variables that we want police officers to deal with. I mean, really... You want police officers, every one of them, to have a PhD, be a psychologist, analyze a situation that takes most psychologists or psychiatrists years to analyze and finally point out, and you want these officers to do it in a millisecond. It's not possible. Either you want to be protected or you don't. Either you want your house put out and all your furniture busted up, or you don't.
Yeah.
But you can't expect these men and women to make these instant decisions and be right every time. You have to go with your gut. You think you're going to be killed or shot, or a pedestrian, a civilian, is going to be shot. You do what your gut tells you to do. And to me, as deep as I could go, that instinct from your gut is a message from God. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
And you can't judge people who have to make a decision in an instant to where you've got months and months and months to analyze it and revisit it. You can't. That doesn't mean that officers don't take advantage of the situation. Oh, look, here's somebody driving slow on Lauren Greenville Avenue. I bet they would like some pepper balls in the car. That's happened.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, this car smells salty. Would you like some pepper? There are cops that are complete a-holes, and they take absolute joy in writing tickets. And I've met a couple of them, but... if you don't come off as an a-hole, it diffuses the situation almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
State trooper, I'm driving to white trash party. We're late bad again, aren't we? Tough break. Driving to the white trash party. I got no reason to be speeding. He goes, why'd it take you so long to pull over? I went, we were in a construction zone, and I didn't want your ass standing out in traffic because I can't pull my head out of my ass. Oh, well, I appreciate it. I still got the ticket.
Because he's a trooper.
Well, yeah.
Troopers don't give warnings.
But
I appreciate that. Sign here.
At least, you know, he understood the reasoning. Were you trying to hide something? No, we were in a construction zone. I looked for an area where there was a safe place to pull off so your ass wouldn't be standing out in traffic because I don't know how to drive. End of story. Have you been drinking? Boss, you caught me about 2 hours early.
That's right.
You caught me on a bad night.
I had a friend get pulled over and was asked that question. I was actually on Greenville Avenue. And the cop asked him, he's like, have you been drinking this evening? He's like, man, that... He's like, why don't we come back to this in a few hours? This will make a lot more sense.
If you want to sit right here.
I'll be back.
Yeah. And then I can answer it in honest fashion.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you pull me over in about 4 hours and ask me that same question?
But I've had cops do that. Stick their head in the window. You know how fast you were driving? No, sir, I do not. Wrong answer.
Woo.
Then I apologize. Why'd you pull off the tollway again? So you wouldn't be standing in heavy traffic putting your life in danger because I'm driving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or your perception that I was driving too fast.
It's also weird when they actually stick their head in the window.
Oh, he did. It was in the window.
But Tiger, are you holding like a bucket of cop feed?
What is this? Like cop country safari?
Yeah. Quick, get it on video.
What are you looking for? A Krispy Kreme? What?
Oh, my God. He licked my face. A big giraffe tongue.
How many breaks do we have left?
We have two.
Oh, hell.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.645, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sunlink. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beckley. In McKinney, northbound 75 between Bloomdale and Telephone Road, that part of the highway is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic's completely stopped back from University, about a 45-minute delay through that. And finally, in Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Business 287, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Wichita Street. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Light rain and 41 tonight. Tomorrow, more rain in the morning. And a high of 67. Right now, it's 41 degrees at 97.1 to Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my plate, Mucko?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Alfie, any one of these?
I say start with line 5.
Are they all cops?
Line 5 and 6 are either cops or former cops. Line 1 is just, I guess he thinks he works in security.
I think I've defended police officers as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what most of them want to talk about?
Yeah.
Thank them for their service and ditch them.
You got it.
All right. I want to talk about a new car.
A new car?
Yeah.
Why?
Still thinking about the Hellcat. I want something that burns a lot of gas. I don't care if it's even got a fuel leak.
It's good to say.
As cheap as gas is, who cares if it's got a fuel leak?
It's the latest recall.
Yeah.
It's a what?
I know. Aren't you so surprised?
Chrysler has recalled some of the 2015 Dodges because of fuel leaks?
Uh-huh. Sure have.
What did I tell you?
What?
Because this is the first year for the Hellcats.
It has nothing to do with the Hellcat.
The Hellcat's included.
The Hellcat, I think, is included.
It is included.
But it's not just the Challengers. It's also the Charger.
Well, Charger, Challengers, whatever. Somebody got too excited about putting in fuel lines and went, dah. Well, what should we do? Hot glue it. That'll hold it. I don't know how there have been no accidents, no fires, no anything, but Chrysler just said there may be a problem with fuel leaks.
Mm-hmm. And by problem, I mean it could catch fire and kill you.
Well, spark plugs and things and combustion engines.
Mm-hmm.
Hot heat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heat.
Sometimes that causes fire.
Hot heat.
I sent the story to Jerry Reynolds today about the recall on the 2015 Challengers,
mm-hmm.
which included the Hellcats. And I went, well, S. And he sent back, resist. You don't want the Hellcat. It's a cop magnet. You don't want that much horsepower. Go for the Dodge Challenger SRT, which is under the Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is around 600 horsepower with 585 torque foot-pounds per...
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful car.
Yeah, especially for a car that's... You're not talking about a 77 Lincoln Town Car that probably weighed 4,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5,000. Talk about a light-end car that's rear-wheel drive.
I just don't know if you can resist. I see it as if you were to get the 600 horsepower SRT, I think you'll always wonder what it would be like to have that extra 100.
You know what? If it scares Jerry Reynolds, that's enough for me.
Maybe what you should do is actually see if you could test drive one.
I don't know. Chloe and I test drove Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough.
Yeah, because if it's anything close to that, you don't need no Hellcat. I say GD.
And what did you guys do in that thing?
100 and...
Yeah, well... it was enough to test it out. And it was in heavy traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Ongaro, who used to be... VP for CBS, works for a Dallas Lamborghini.
Yes, I believe.
He goes, go ahead, punch it. I don't really know it. Yeah. You better punch it. And at a certain point, it never gets away from you because it's got traction control and almost like some type of... computer anticipation of, all right, this guy's about to lose it. Let's shut it down a little bit or increase the traction control.
Hmm.
But I'm not really sure with the Dodge. Like the Challenger. I like the look. It's about it. For me, what I've got now is enough horsepower, and I have no idea what the 6.2 Hemi, I don't know what horsepower that puts out.
So are you satisfied with the power you have now?
Yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, you probably don't need the Hellcat then. Jesus.
You're going to wonder.
Yeah. But it does come with a fob to where, you know, the key fob, you give it to your wife and only limit it to 500 horsepower.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because women surely don't need the extra 200. It's too much for those dainty women.
You're going through the school zone today, take the 500 horsepower fob.
Of Could have beat you in that race if I had my right fob.
Jackass minivan. I just think on the road, there's a certain point. This is really where I think the government should jump in and go, all right, really? Here's the amount of horsepower you need on our roads.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think you can control it or not. Because, you know, with tags and stickers and inspection and everything, I don't think they would let you drive a NASCAR on the road. But the Even though at this point, the Hellcat's almost as fast as a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple of horsepower away. Just a couple. A few.
Is this car street legal? Yeah. How come the blower that comes up out of the hood is taller than an overpass? And you got a stick shift that's about 6 feet tall.
Why you got to be a glass half full guy? Or half empty?
And when you're driving, you look like this. Looks like one of those old school model kits you'd put together.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's driving it. I'm going with Jerry Reynolds' advice, the car pro, of staying away from the Hellcat.
Okay.
Because he's driven Corvette, Z06s, all the different horsepowers. I have no idea what horsepower. The one that scares me the most is the Monsters coach.
As far as horsepower?
Yeah, because that's got a Cobra engine in it.
Whoo!
And it's really, the entire car is really light.
Mm.
And I've been afraid to punch it foot to the firewall.
That's probably smart. It's good that you have that fear.
Yeah, you'd be doing a wheelie.
I would look pretty cool going down the tollway.
I don't think it would because the engine and most of the weight's up front.
I don't think it would.
One way to find out.
But when you've got a Ford Cobra engine up front.
Driving those big back wheels.
Mm-hmm.
That one I would have to probably put wheelie bars on before I really wanted to test it.
Yeah.
General Lee's pretty fast. The Starsky and Hutch car that's got a new Ford engine in it. It's pretty fast. The General Lee is the only one the Batmobile. I raced.
Mm-hmm.
The General Lee, I raced somebody off the line. Guy in a Corvette. Vroom. Wasn't a new one. It was probably a early 2000 Corvette. And he kept revving his engine at the stoplight. I went, dude, I am too old for this.
And then?
Well, then he taunted me.
How did he taunt you?
You taunt me.
How many times did he have to rev?
Four.
So three would have been okay. Four was that's it. Now it's on.
He tasks me. All of a sudden I become Khan. And I didn't win, but guess whose jackass didn't pull away from me?
Well, there you go. You have clearly earned his respect.
Because I pulled it down into first. I went, all right, you.
Sir.
You sir ass. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I opened up the dumps. And I went, all right, let's roll. Because I know if we get stopped in Plano, you're getting a ticket. Because I carry queso in my car. And Plano cops love queso. I really was surprised because the Charger had to weigh a lot more than that Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Why? You're trying to run a 69, you know, Charger? A car that's 40 plus years old? Now, top end, I could have beat him because there's no substitution for horsepower.
Gotcha.
Off the line, yeah, he could have beat me had I not just left it in first. And I started going, yeah, something's burning up. I probably should slow down. Plus, if there's a quick stop at the end, he's got disc brakes. All I got's drums.
Mm.
And drums not really as good as discs. But I think he learned his lesson.
Sounds like it.
You don't mess with the South.
Mm-mm.
Probably a Yankee driving that Corvette. Yeah. Who won the Civil War now? One last break?
Yes.
Roll it now. Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
On the day that Texas declared its independence, broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Beckley. And in McKinney, northbound 75, right at Bloomdale Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Only the left lane getting by right now. Traffic there is backed up back from El Dorado Parkway. Nearly a half hour delay through that one in McKinney. Listen to us tomorrow at around 5 o'clock for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Burger King. Light rain tonight, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, rain in the morning, cloudy afternoon with a high of 67. Right now, 41 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. With a steady hand, a bull at low behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, Roy.
You gotta keep them going.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I interrupt your concert?
Nope. Because I can always start at any time.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Big wheels rolling.
See? Merle, don't ever end. And if you'll notice, the ratings didn't go down when we added Merle.
That is very true.
So, praise it as you want. What do we have left?
We have lots of stuff left. Let's see.
I'll play Merle again.
There was another song of Leonard Nimoy's that we didn't play.
No offense to the Nimoy family, but played enough.
Okay. Do you care about William Shatner when he had to go through over the weekend?
Assuming he went to Leonard Nimoy's funeral.
He didn't.
Really?
Yeah. William Shatner said he loved...
Oh, we were like brothers.
Loved Leonard Nimoy as a brother. He announced on Saturday that he was unable to make it back to L.A. in time for the funeral. Shatner was in Florida attending a charity event for the Red Cross. He said, I feel really awful. Here I am doing charity work, and one of my dearest friends is being buried.
I think the Red Cross would have understood.
I'm sure they would have understood.
What were they raising money for?
The Red Cross.
For?
I don't know.
So it's something they could have moved?
They may not have been able to move the event that they were holding, but they certainly would have understood.
You can always move events. People move events because of snow, because of rain, because of tragedies. They could have moved this. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't have made it. Yeah, even though he was like a brother to me.
Sometimes people just don't want to go to a funeral.
I don't like funerals. I don't want to go to my dad's funeral. Don't you want to go up and look at the casket? No, I've seen him before. Touch him. I don't want to. I hate it when people want you to touch dead bodies.
Yeah, dude, that's nasty, man. I don't know.
Why? I've never heard of that. Why would someone want you to touch it? Or the person, whatever.
I've had that happen before. Someone touch their hand. Yeah. They're dead. Dead's going to feel nasty.
I touched, when my grandma died, for whatever reason, I touched her. And I'll never forget it. And having done it once, there's no reason to ever do it again. She was cold as ice. And okay.
Did you feel the price?
I did.
I know there's a sense of connectivity to where there's a tactile feel that you just want to touch them one last time, but they're dead. The person that was running that machine, that body, they're gone.
Yeah. I don't even like open caskets. I mean, it's obviously it's up to the family. If they want to do that, more power to you. Me?
I want an open casket when I'm gone.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Once you take those fake redneck teeth, put them in.
Well, now who has to do that?
What does that mean?
Well, we all just said we don't want to touch a dead body. Now you want someone to stick the teeth in.
Well, you can get the mortician to do it.
Okay, I guess that's true. I don't know if they would let one of us tell them to do it and have them actually do it. We're not family.
I'll put it in my will. I've already started Tim Powers. Process of what can I do my will in sections, or do I have to do it all at once? Because I'm leaving a certain amount of money to you to take care of my dogs.
Gotcha.
So he's getting the process of doing a will piecemeal.
Okay.
Because the dogs are the first things I want to make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah. So you're going to get that done first.
The rest of it, if something happens and I've got just an ass load of money left, I want that to be burned in front of my family. Well, what about your foundation? The foundation has money. I want my family to suffer. Oh, we should live off his hard work. No. I'm going to get the largest chimney I can buy at Home Depot. I'm going to have it burned in front of him.
And don't tell him till it's time for the reading of the will.
Here's the reading of the will.
You all get nothing.
To Russ's entire family, he leaves his entire estate and money, which will now be burned in this chimney.
It's in the will. It's got to happen. Sorry.
The chimney has to be shaped like Billy D. Williams.
How does he not have a whole product line of stuff with his face on it?
I don't know. He should be bigger than Kiss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, with a face like that, just that winning smile, damn. I spent some time over the weekend looking for one of those Billy D approved signs. I still had no luck.
Well, the neons?
Mm-hmm. Or he's holding the Colt 45, and then on the bottom of it, it just says, "This establishment is Billy D. Williams approved."
Damn. That's all you need, Jack.
That's right. That's all you need.
That's all you needed to say, Negro.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I wouldn't mind like opening up a bar with no name. It's just a photo of Billy D. A bar be packed.
Hey, man, how's this place? Look at the sign.
Right, what does it say? Billy D. Williams approved.
What else you need? You know the ladies will come in droves. That's right.
All right. What do you got left?
Anyway, Shatner, he was at the Red Cross thing. So what he did was, in the most Shatner way possible, he turned the death of one of his best friends about him by saying, "Let's spend some time on Sunday celebrating his life and remembering the man." So basically, to celebrate Leonard Nimoy, he let fans ask him questions about Leonard Nimoy. It's really kind of genius. We joked about it on Friday saying that, you know, Shatner will find some way to make it about him. And here he did it.
I hope with Leonard's death that He puts me in his thoughts and prayers. I don't care what charity event. If it's somebody that important, if it was one of you guys on the show and I had a charity event, the charity event can go each. There it is.
Mm.
I'm going to the funeral.
Thank you.
As if one of you guys would die before me.
You never know.
But with Shatner, that just sounds like an excuse, and that just... I mean, he's a talented man, but at a certain point, just go, what if it was his mother? Would he have bailed on the charity event or still gone?
I don't know. I can't answer for him. I would assume he'd go to his mom's deal because, you know, it's mom and he's probably going to have responsibilities.
But he said Leonard Nimoy was like his brother.
Mm-hmm. Some people described it as Shatner basically holding a funeral of his own but doing it online. And since it seemed odd that Shatner would not make it to the funeral, some people criticized him for it, but Shatner had to defend himself. He said, "I chose to honor a commitment I made months ago to appear at a charitable fundraiser. A lot of money was raised, so here I am. Tell me off." Then he made it back to L.A. on Sunday after the funeral was over. He said that his daughters went in his place. One of Shatner's critics was the New York Daily News, which called him Captain Jerk. He addressed it on Twitter saying, "You know what I find puzzling? The headline is horrible, but the article contradicts it." He then added, "One of the other misconceptions seems to be that folks think flights to L.A. occur all night long."
Fair enough, but you could still cancel.
You can still cancel, absolutely. You can, if it's really important, you can find a way.
If he really considered Nimoy part of the family, you go, "Hey, somebody in my family died.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go." I don't know how you justify that.
I don't either. A man in Lincoln, Nebraska has been cited for possessing pot inside a container that had been labeled "not weed." The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Lancaster County deputies stopped the man's vehicle around 9 p.m. on Saturday. Officers found the plastic sour cream container during a search of his car, and the driver acknowledged that the weed did indeed belong to him.
Yeah, man, I pull over people a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
They write on their trunk, "Ain't no dead bodies inside."
And is that a big clue?
It is for me, Officer Lonnie, because then I turn on my siren. And I ain't falling for their tricks. "Oh, there ain't no dead bodies inside. There dead bodies inside." And you got a cup that said, "Ain't no weed, that's weed." What else the story said?
No, that's it. Oh, actually, he was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving and cited for having less than an ounce of marijuana.
Yeah, go ahead and ride on the back of the car. I ain't drunk. I ain't had 8 drinks in 45 minutes. I'm just going to ignore you and let you go. I don't care how many hot bitches I pull over that want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as I get out of my car, every woman wants to have sex.
Like you pull over a car with a woman driving that's painted on it, not horny?
I know that bitch is horny. First of all, I let my penis out of the car. Especially after I got it that new wig.
The wig?
That's right.
What wig?
That always turns, big fluffy wig. It always turns them women on. That's my aphrodisiac. You get it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we get it. Very nice. Admit it, you're a little proud of yourself.
Sort of.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on all sorts of social media for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com where Rodney Anderson is up next. Yeah, you said that. Aphrodisiac. You good.
I'm sorry, man. It just came out. I got that bad new hairdo on the end of my weenie. I just considered it an aphrodisiac. Are we done?
We are done.
All right. See you hot bitches tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.